Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Pursuing his successful crime-crushing strategy in the nation's capital, President Trump now seeking the most severe of punishments for convicted killers in the city.
In his ongoing crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C., the president said he wants murderers to pay the ultimate price.
If somebody kills somebody in the capital, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, he said he doesn't know if the country is ready for capital punishment, but insisted we have no choice. D.C. and nearly two dozen states have abolished the death penalty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ending the war in Gaza to be the subject of a high-level meeting today at the White House with President Trump presiding. The administration will talk about its latest plan for ending the bloodshed. Firefighters in California's wine country making slow but steady progress in their battle to corral the massive picket fire in Napa County. The blaze, which has charred just over 6,800 acres, is now little more than 20% contained. Evacuation orders still in place in several areas. SpaceX has launched its latest test of the mega rocket Starship. Following several failures, this time success. Starship blasted off from the SpaceX launch site in Texas last evening. The Starship launched 8 dummy satellites into space before splashing down intact as planned in the Indian Ocean. Uncle Herschel in the barrel making a comeback, and President Trump couldn't be happier. The president taking to Truth Social to congratulate Cracker Barrel for abandoning its new minimalist logo, returning to its more traditional design. The president writes, "All of your fans very much appreciate it." And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 28 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 4. The S&P futures 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 6:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Good start for both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major. 895 only has a brief delay, and that's a speed reduction right before you go into the tunnel. 95 right now is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then moving south from there towards 395. Have seen some brake lights developing early. The backup on the west side begins early today. Right now it's in the area between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 13-year-old has been arrested after allegedly bringing a gun to Franklin Middle School in Baltimore County. Principal Brian Schiffer sent a letter to the school community saying a school resource officer received a report of a student with marijuana and an unloaded handgun was discovered when the student was searched. Schiffer says possession of weapons on school property is a serious offense, and the student was arrested and taken to a local precinct. The principal also says any student found with a weapon will receive serious school consequences that could include a 1-year expulsion along with legal consequences. A Millersville teen is arrested on weapons and drug charges. Anne Arundel County Police responded to a home in Linthicum on Friday night where a resident reported that a group was gathered outside and someone pointed a handgun with a green laser at her window. The group fled when police arrived. One 18-year-old suspect was stopped and officers recovered two handguns, one with a green laser attachment, marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, other drug paraphernalia, and over $13,000 in cash. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, it wasn't officially last night, but it certainly was emotionally Kyle Bradish night in Baltimore.
Breaking ball, strike three. Bradish punches out Durant for his second time. Target is indeed away after two sinkers in. And wow, a two-seamer over the outside edge. An untouchable paint display.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The 28-year-old right-hander Kyle Bradish reinstated from the injured list and starting his first big league game last night since June 14th of 2024. And he delivered, albeit in a 5-0 loss to the Red Sox. Bradish, two solo shots allowed early, but strong throughout. No walks, 10 strikeouts, 6 stellar innings. After the game, a measured Bradish on what was going through his mind.
There was definitely a lot of emotions just throughout the whole day. A lot of nerves as the game got closer. And just looking back at kind of the journey that I've been on for the past 14 months to get back to where I am here.
Game three of the series tonight. The Red Sox have won the first two. Three undrafted free agents made the Ravens' initial 53-man roster yesterday, continuing a tradition. Now in 21 of the team's last 22 seasons, safety Reuben Lowry, cornerback Keon Martin, and linebacker Jay Higgins are Baltimore Ravens, at least for now. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles release their 2026 schedule. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has a week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sitting in is Nina Mangione. We'll be here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Boy, do we have a full show. Yesterday, coming out of apparently you could sit and watch the whole thing. A 3-hour-long cabinet meeting that they put on camera so we could all watch the whole thing. I did not. I had other things to do, I think. I believe that I was sleeping at the time, actually. But we grabbed a whole lot of excerpts from it, and some of them are kind of revealing. Plus, other news that President Trump has made in the last 48 hours that all deserve conversation this morning. You know, one of the things, let me tell you how I come down on this initially, because I don't want to put you on the spot. The president said, this is the last 48 hours, that he wants to make it a crime to burn the American flag. I appreciate the sentiment, but I believe he's wrong. In 1989, the Supreme Court held on this 5-4 that burning the flag is protected by First Amendment. It's a First Amendment right to be a jackass. Okay. I mean, to me, that's what it is. You want to be a jackass, you have the First Amendment right to do so. I think also that in a case where a different administration, perhaps one that's far left, takes over, that the ability to have that kind of free speech might be useful for some of us on the political right. Though I can't imagine it coming to that. It seems to me that this is a right that we don't want to abrogate. Speech is great. I mean, the speech we like is all fine. The object of the First Amendment is to have speech you detest available for discussion as well. And so, in my view, this is a mistake. I put commentary online last night about this. I've taken a lot of heat for this position because a lot of people who think the flag is sacred and it should not be burned. I agree, but I don't think it should be illegal to burn it. I think you simply characterize yourself, end up characterizing yourself as a jackass, and that's the way the world will see you. And I think that it should be part of your permanent record, as it were. So if you later on in life decide you want to be somewhere high up on a corporate ladder, that should be available to those individuals who make the decision as to whether or not to move you forward. If you want to go into politics, that act should be available for others to examine to decide how they feel about it. And I suspect that most people, if they're given the opportunity to reflect on it, will say, you know, even though those are the far left, as much as I hate this administration, I don't want to sour my own future by being a jackass at this particular moment. Now, there are some who don't care. There are some who can't see beyond the length of their nose. And they'll go ahead and do this stuff. And my response is, first of all, disgust. And secondly, if I see it happening in front of me, I'm going to get the flag and I'm going to stop the burning. But as to whether or not it should be illegal to do so, I disagree. The American flag, actually, this is, according to Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court, that acts against the American flag desecration that violate applicable content, violent crimes, hate crimes, illegal discrimination against American citizens or other violations should be viewed as legal. Scalia said it should be viewed as legal. People who are prosecuted in connection to burning the American flag, according to Donald Trump, could face as much as 1 year in jail. Again, I believe that's a mistake. Scalia said, and I quote here, "As I understand the First Amendment, it guarantees the right to express contempt for the government, the Congress, the Supreme Court, even the nation and the nation's flag." I happen to agree with Scalia on this one. So where do you come down on this?
Well, I didn't give it much thought. And good morning. Yeah. You did put me on the spot. But at the same time, number one, I'll just say it's amazing to me that anybody would live in a country, the country that they're burning that country's flag. Get the hell out.
Can't just leave.
I do agree with your sentiment for sure that this is a very fine line between free speech and, you know, Trump is also, it's an executive order that the court did upheld, in 1989, I think, that said you're allowed to do this. So for the president to write an executive order overturn that,
a political statement,
gets a little fishy for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, they can get the hell out as far as I'm concerned.
But if you're inclined to burn the flag, guess what? Canada's open. Enjoy.
Yeah.
El Salvador, we can get your flight there, no problem at all. You'll see right next to Rodrigo Garcia. Right? Have a nice life. But beyond that, and others will disagree, and we'll hear from them, I suspect, this morning. 410 WCBM 680. Right now at 613. Traffic and weather on the threes. It is Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The first check through Annapolis, all is well. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Everybody's open right now. Through Sandy Point, over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. Later on, we'll get some backing at I-97 coming down through the ramps at Route 32. But for right now, everybody's clear. There has been a little bit of a buildup already on the west side of the Beltway with the traffic as you're coming down through the area between I-70 and Frederick Road. That will start to back up eventually, and we should see some delays as you're moving south from Liberty Road and down through that area. And it's just now beginning. We can see that slowdown is just getting underway through there. Parkville side is still clear, and we're doing okay. The minor buildups now begin. The heavy traffic forming southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Chuck, it's a cool start for today. A mix of clouds and sun. High today, the upper 70s. More of the same tomorrow and throughout Labor Day weekend. So let's say we have a very, very pleasant weekend ahead of us. Right now, you're looking at temperatures in the 50s. Hunt Valley has 58 degrees. Pikesville, 55. I'm talking, it's quite a change from last week when the temperatures were in the 70s.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. It's so tough for you, man. I mean, we feel for you. We really do.
I'd have to put on three layers right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's so sad. I mean, I don't know why they force you to be down there. It's almost like being in exile, you know?
Well, we'll talk in December or January. See what we have to say.
Well, there are stories out there that are just so bizarre that I'm not quite sure how to address them. Here's another story. I mean, the president is keeping us on our toes. We now own 10% of Intel. And my first reaction to this was very negative. I don't think the government should be buying businesses. I think this takes us down a road that I don't want them to be choosing winners and losers. Obviously, you own 10% of a company. You're choosing a winner there if you're going to be making decisions on contracts and so forth. But then I read further on this, Chuck.
Yes.
And they don't have a seat on the board. They're not going to vote on anything. This is, in essence, no different than we bailed out Chrysler.
Hmm.
I mean, because what happened is Joe Biden gave Intel a huge bundle of money. And Intel and Donald Trump said, well, if we're going to give you this money, we want something. So they have now 10% of Intel. Whether the intent is to pay it back, I suspect Intel will want to do that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd also want to have chips made in this country.
Yeah, I disagree just slightly because I agree with the sentiment about getting involved, picking winners and losers to an extent. But my understanding is Intel's the only, because Chrysler, for example, there are other American
right.
car makers, and there's a massive market for automobiles, both domestic and foreign. But my understanding, I'd have to do a little more research, is Intel is the only company in the United
in the
States
US, yeah.
that is dealing with these chips, which they're, I mean, and this is a massive national security issue because of these chips go into, I mean, almost everything now. And we're getting these from China, and this, whether it's national
right.
defense, whether it's AI and that whole, the future and the battle for the dominance in AI. And I think it's more or less, I mean, I could be wrong, but just kind of giving them more funding, but they're actually getting ownership in return.
Yes.
Because we give funding all the time to different research, whether it's NIH, whether it's universities that are private. But I guess we're getting some type of stake. I agree. I mean, I know Rand Paul, you know, if we were just buying Walmart or
yeah.
buying
yeah.
some, Best Buy or something like that, like, does that really make sense? But if there's no other company in the country making this type of sophisticated chip and we're going to rely on China for this stuff, I don't know. I understand from a national security point of view why.
No,
they
I do
may
too.
Have.
Yeah, I think that clearly has to be a consideration. As if you have something that's of national security interest, you want to ensure that company stays here in this country. But we handle this differently with, for example, airplane manufacturers. We put out contracts, and the specification of the contract is you have to build a jet that goes this fast, a fighter, whatever the case might be, that does this and that and the other thing. And then we will, as long as you meet the contract standards, we're cool. Could we not simply put out standards to say you're going to have to build a fighter jet using American chips?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair question. I guess where is Intel financially? Can they continue to compete at this global level? Maybe without this influx of government or this government. We have public-private partnerships all the time
sure.
in government, state government, whether it's a toll bill. I mean, I know that was a big thing that Governor Hogan, just for bringing it local, for example, do you get private money to build a road? and therefore they take some of the toll money back. I mean, is it kind of similar? I mean, the public-private partnership, you see it all the time. It's very interesting. I mean, Rand Paul was 100% against it, but he's also has a different political take in terms of foreign policy than obviously the Trump administration. Yep. So it's a really interesting topic, actually.
Well, one of the questions I have for you, Chuck, is can this instead be bartered?
Where's Frank Luber?
I guess you can do whatever it wants. I'll have to ask it.
Yeah, I would think
hopefully
that
it won't tilt.
Yeah, I would think you could barter the entire deal. You have so much you can use at your local restaurant.
If I'm talking to a machine, it's not a problem.
Yes.
It's like going to see the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Please.
It looks like there may be an incident outer loop south of the bridge at I-95 in Arbutus between there and Washington Boulevard's come to a little bit of a slowdown now on the outer loop.
Is that an incident, you say?
An incident. Not sure what it is yet. Somebody's called an incident.
An incident, yeah.
Yeah, that's called a CYA report.
So you're not sure whether it's an accident or an on purpose?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we want to be clear on our terms here this morning.
Anything else you want from me right at
the moment? No, that's it, Chuck. We'll talk with you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 620 Wednesday morning.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar. But at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. Be sure to listen to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio right here on WCBM Thursday evenings at 6 and Saturday morning at 11 o'clock to avoid making crucial mistakes in your retirement.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the week off. Nina Mangione kind enough to sit in with us. And Michelle Drusella is actually guiding us through the entire morning, sitting in as executive producer. And, of course, we have CeCe Ryder is with us for doing news. So it's nice to have important relatives, isn't it?
Yeah, him and Mitch.
You, Mitch. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The outer loop is slowing if you're coming down from Wilkins Avenue. You're heading towards 95 and eventually down to Washington Boulevard. We're not sure what the situation is. Could be a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck in that area. They're getting by, but it's slower than it should be for this time of the morning. So if you're going south and west, be on the lookout for that. While I was in that area, I spotted what appeared to be overnight construction and repaving on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway right at the Beltway. They're actually working both sides of the roadway. Limited lanes, but there's not a lot of traffic out there on 895. But I want to give you the heads up. The contractor is working in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cool start for the day today. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs today are going to be only the upper 70s. More of the same tomorrow throughout the Labor Day weekend. That's a very pleasant couple of days, if you ask me. Right now, Middle River, 55 degrees. Bel Air has 57. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yesterday, what came out, a number of different topics came out of this this cabinet meeting. One of them was that we had a conversation about cashless bail, which I've always thought was a stupid idea. And it turns out that history has proven that, yes, indeed, it is a stupid idea. Professor of law, constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley weighed in on what the problem is with cashless bail.
Police groups have opposed this move, which started in New York, because it creates this revolving door. And they have seen recidivism or repeat offenders come out of that revolving door.
Yeah, they have, over and over again, because there's no downside. If you don't actually have to put up money, then you can go ahead and do whatever you wish.
The problem with removing bail is that you remove a layer that of individuals that the police relied on. Most individuals, or many individuals, would go to bail bondsmen. And that creates an incentive of these bail bondsmen to go and find people that they effectively loaned money to. And so it took some pressure off the police. It put more pressure on people who were getting those bail bonds, because they knew it wouldn't just be the police. They'd have very motivated companies that would want to find them.
Yeah, and depending on the size of the bail, very, very motivated people who would be trying to find them. And, you know, I had not given that any thought at all until Troy talked about this yesterday. The idea that if you remove the cash, there's no bail bondsman there who has put up the money for your bail, who's going to be interested in getting the money back from your bail, and will be motivated to make sure you pay him back and that he gets whole, plus, of course, his percentage. And that's something that not even crossed my mind, you know, to see that's I mean, and Turley says this whole thing, it's failed.
This has been a sore point with many police departments for years, and I think the president is getting a very warm response from that. And I also think that the public is beginning to look at these cities that went in this direction and say, look, it hasn't worked. You know, this is not reduced crime, and perhaps we should go back where we were.
Now, what do you think? You've been in the legislature. Has this issue come up?
So it has, and that I agree with what Turley just said. I mean, it has not worked, right? So why continue to push policy that doesn't work? We have the risk of, you know, there's always flight risk involved with this.
Right.
And I mean, think if you're a victim, or you're in the community where the victim or the suspect has caused a lot of havoc. He gets out. There's with, you know, cashless bail. Well, how do you know he's not going to try to go after the person that might put him in jail because they're the ones, maybe the lead witness? I mean, it's just a failed, flawed idea that there's no repercussion whatsoever until the actual court date. You might have a dangerous person at flight risk not to come back. It's just a stupid policy, and it hasn't worked anywhere it's been tried.
Think about this. If, for example, you had bail that had been put up, if somebody comes to this country illegally and they're given a court date, you must show up in court. If there were bail attached, you would have a rather large community of individuals who would be saying, Mr. Whatever it is from El Salvador or Guatemala or Mexico, whatever, you will show up because you owe me money. And I'm going to be here to make sure you show up. I would think that would be a useful assist for police. Am I wrong on this?
You're exactly right. And how many times do we hear about an illegal alien who gets picked up for crime, who had a pending court date, who never showed up? We hear it all the time. All the time.
Yeah, and that's with actual bail involved. But if you get a substantial bail that a bail bondsman has to put up, well, that is, in essence, another layer of law enforcement that's going on. Turley says one of the things we count on is the idea that there is justice. And justice, perception is reality. If you believe you are operating under a just system, if you perceive that, then you are. If you perceive that the system is corrupt and not just, then you have less interest in sustaining that system. And that's a big problem.
Part of the concern here is that much of a justice system depends upon the perception of that justice system. It is the fact that people respect it, that they believe it is authentic. And when the public sees someone arrested for a violent crime back out on the street within 24 hours, it erodes that confidence. People are less likely to trust police. They're less likely to think the legal system is going to work for them.
Yeah, exactly as you said, Nino. More coming up on this, by the way, right after the half past news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? And as we age, our bodies produce less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level. It supports a healthy heart and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, the exclusive WCBM radio listeners can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another one completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when placing your order. Now, to place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL at checkout. Mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at res-q.com to get your second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free. 6:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time for news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The U.S. Coast Guard will close the Fort McHenry Federal Channel to establish a safety zone and recover a hatch that went into the harbor during an explosion on the W. Sapphire coal ship. No one on the ship was injured in the August 18th blast on board the vessel as it headed out from the port of Baltimore. The channel will be closed from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. as crews work to salvage the hatch. A Harford County Sheriff's deputy who was struck along I-95 on Tuesday continues to recover from his injuries. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks to deflate the tires of a rented Penske truck that was driving the wrong way on the interstate when he was hit. The suspect driving the truck allegedly stole cooking oil from an Applebee's in Aberdeen and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. The box truck was pushed into a wooded area by pursuing deputies, and the driver bailed. A person was later found walking on the shoulder of the roadway, was taken to a hospital for observation, and after interviewing the man, the criminal investigations division released him. Authorities are still searching for the driver of the truck. Maryland students showing steady academic progress according to newly released results from the 2024-25 Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program, or MCAP. English language arts proficiency rose to 50.8%, while math scores climbed to 26.5%, both continuing a multi-year upward trend. Full results available on the Maryland Report Card website. And Maryland is among the 46 states and territories ordered to remove all references to gender ideology from their federally funded sex ed materials. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday that the content in the Personal Responsibility Education Program must be removed within 60 days. Coming up next, we take a check of Traffic Plus, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay,
but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
These are last night's lottery numbers. Your pick 3 was 192, and pick 4, 2943. And now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Beltway southwest side is caused by late-lifting construction. Well, we've had that before, so that's the reason for the backup from 95 on the outer loop
going down towards Washington Boulevard. They're actually still working as well on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway out at the Beltway. Contractor there is working on both sides, but there's not a lot of traffic in that area, but you have to be prepared. There is some lane blockage as you're moving through. Right now, you could be a little bit slow after Wilkins Avenue and down towards 95 over on the southwest corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's been so long since we last saw Kyle Bradish on the Hill. Orioles fans may have forgotten just how dominant he can be. But the fireballing right-hander provided a timely reminder last night at Camden Yards.
Breaking ball, strike three. Bradish punches out Duran for his second time. Target is indeed away after two sinkers in. And wow, a two-seamer over the outside edge. An untouchable paint display.
Kevin Brown had the calls on Masson. He didn't get the win, allowing a couple of solo shots early in the 5-0 loss. But Bradish gave hope to Baltimore baseball fans for 2026. Six innings, four hits, 10 big punch-outs. And after the game and 81 pitches, Bradish said he could have gone further.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt great even after the sixth inning. I felt like I responded every inning. Arm felt really good throughout the outing.
As a reminder, Bradish was among the best pitchers in the American League during his breakout 2023 sophomore season, finishing fourth in the American League Cy Young voting, a .283 earned run average, and 168 strikeouts in 168 and two-thirds innings. MLB's 2026 schedule came out yesterday. Orioles open at home on Thursday, March 26th against the Twins. The season will close for the second straight year at Yankee Stadium. In between, the Birds have three holiday weekends at home, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day, and they have a triad of three-city road trips after having none this season. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, you think the Padres are happy with the Ramon Laureano deal?
And a fly ball lifted to left field. Rosarena going back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It is gone! Ramon Laureano plays in. Slam Diego. Grand slam puts the Padres on top 5-0.
The great Don Orsillo with the call on Spectrum Cable in San Diego. Ramon Laureano has hit in 18 of 24 games for the Padres, batting .330 with six homers and 20 driven in. Padres beat the Mariners yesterday. 7-6 was the final. Ravens cuts among the most prominent names cut by Baltimore include cornerback Jalen Armour Davis. This was a bit of a surprise. 12-year veteran defensive lineman Brett Urban, although he should be back. Third-year linebacker Malik Ham and second-year safety out of Reservoir Hill in Howard County, Bo Braid, was cut. Making the team, undrafted free agents Ruben Lowry, Keon Martin, and linebacker Jay Higgins. That's the 53-man, but it's not final just for now. Notable cuts around the league. Browns have moved on from Deontay Johnson, Packers from Mecole Hardman, and the Giants have cut backup quarterback Tommy Cutlets DeVito. The local New Jersey product burst onto the Garden State scene back in 2023. First-round action at the U.S. Open. Men's side, Jannik Sinner was dominant. The world's number one, a straight set win over unranked Vic Kopriva. And on the women's side, American Coco Gauff struggled with her serve double faulting 10 times, but held on for a three-set win. The time now is 6:37. When we return, they're finally doing it.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, Bruce, you're a singer, right?
Yeah,
you sang.
Used to, yeah.
Yeah, when you were a kid and then on into college.
Well, until this shift, yeah. Actually. You know, oh, this okay. Shift makes it really hard to make rehearsals.
Gotcha. And you know, you said you're a pretty proficient karaoke guy, right?
I wouldn't go that far, but.
Well, no, the word so that's my word, proficient.
Yeah.
Right,
well.
Okay. Well, so then you won't mind probably joining me in this song, right? Okay, I'll start.
All right.
Go into the chapel and we're going to get
get married. Going to the chapel.
No, no, that's not right.
Going to get married.
Right. Who's getting hitched?
Who's getting hitched? You didn't hear the news?
No.
Travis Kelce,
oh,
baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the little Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Tay-Tay.
What about it? NFL season, 2 weeks away. They decide to call it a marriage.
Yep. Yeah. For this week.
Do you know that Taylor Swift grossed over $2 billion in her last concert tour?
That's her gross. But of course, she has to pay cab fare and all that stuff.
Cab fare.
It costs her a lot.
I looked this up. Over 10 million people went to Taylor Swift concerts. 149 sold out shows. Each seat cost an average of $204.
We had friends. My wife has a friend who took her preteen daughter to London to go see Taylor Swift because it was cheaper Taylor Swift in London than it was to buy a ticket in the United States, anywhere.
Do you know that she makes 20 times the amount that Travis Kelce made last year?
I'm surprised it's only 20 times.
Yeah. She made
She
netted over $280 million last year.
I'm not to stick with the Taylor Swift too long, but I've met some of these young girls, ladies, and I mean, they're not making a ton of money, but yet they were no problem spending over $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like a girl who works at the gym as like the check-in girl, and I'm like, she spent $1,000. She's like, yeah, I saw her 3 times in the last 2 years. I'm like,
okay.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, Taylor Swift, she's a superstar. I don't care.
There are artists that I wouldn't mind spending $300 to go see once.
Yeah.
Once. As a lifetime experience kind of thing. But no, that's crazy talk. There really is.
Especially for somebody that does not have a huge budget.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, but
I used to be a cashier.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was a kid. My wife used to be. In fact, I met my wife. She was a cashier at Giant. She was my cashier.
She was the gym. She's like the front desk girl at the gym.
So basically, then, you met your wife when they killed off her job to make you go through and do it yourself?
I don't mind going through myself, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, you're right. She got ahead of it. She went to college.
That's a good idea.
Well, they asked Trump about her yesterday. Yeah. He gave a nice answer. Yeah. They put him on the spot as if he's going to say, the hell with Taylor Swift. Yeah. He's like, they're great people, you know.
Yeah.
Why not just wish them well?
I wish them well. You know, Hollywood marriages, the failure rate is rather significant. You know, when you were doing the sports, talking about comebacks, I began to think about Tony Saunders and Dave Dravecki, both of whom, as pitchers, came back and pitched and broke their arm
While they were pitching, I remember
on
that.
A pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Dravecki twice.
Wasn't Tony Saunders from Baltimore?
I'm not sure.
Know what? Bear with me for 1 second here.
Yeah.
I want to say he was
Tony
from
Saunders
Glenburg.
Played for Tampa Bay, and Dravecki played for the Giants out in San Francisco. I don't know where they were from. But I remember seeing the news clips at the time. I didn't see the game.
Tony Saunders, born in Baltimore, Maryland.
There you go.
1974. He's 51 years of age.
Yep.
How do I know this stuff?
Because you're a genius sports person. You're a sports sensei.
I think it's time. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am, actually. Right. It's a good call.
Talk radio. But, I mean, I can't imagine the stress put on a human being's bones. If you throw a fastball, you snap your humerus.
Mm.
I mean, I can't imagine that.
And that's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all. Thanks. Appreciate that. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, we should note that never during traffic reports has Chuck Whitaker actually broken his arm. He did strain his wrist a couple of times, patting himself on the back, but that's an entirely different kind of thing.
That's nice. That's nice. I read your book. That's why.
Oh, I see.
Chapter 5, page 6.
Yeah.
How to gratify yourself. There was something else involved there, too, but I don't know.
A back scratcher.
But that Nito, you got one in there.
Chuck, good morning. What was that?
Morning. You got that humorous thing. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
You know, you sit back there quiet for a while, and pretty soon, poof, right there, here we go. you know. Yeah, there's a new wreck on 895 southbound after Erdman Avenue before the Lombard Street ramp. And when I looked at it just a minute ago, it was still sitting there in the roadway before the Eastern Avenue Bridge and through there. Yeah, it's still in the right lane, only a single lane at that point. So anybody south on 895 after Moravia Road, you're going to be in a single lane coming south towards Eastern Avenue and after the Erdman Avenue ramp. I don't know if this thing is heavily damaged or what. Two vehicles are on the shoulder. This guy is sitting in the right lane. Nobody behind it right now. So it's been a bad spot at that point. The southwest side of the Beltway, late lifting construction. You know, you got to figure they're supposed to be out here at 5. I mean, here it is almost 7 o'clock, and they're still giving us delays. Outer loop south of 95 down towards Washington Boulevard. And we picked up the normal delays now for the traffic on the Beltway, filling in quickly on the outer loop as well at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cool start for today, a mix of clouds and sun, highs around 78 degrees, more of the same tomorrow throughout the Labor Day weekend. Temps right now are moderate to cool, actually, all things considered. You're taking a look at around 57 degrees in Bel Air. Middle River has 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon, a public service for our friends in the food and beverage industry, and in the name of one Budball Johnson.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Nothing.
It is indescribable.
Nothing can stop it.
I'm sure.
Well, it's time to stop, folks, and check to see if your ding-dong is moldy.
Excuse me?
I know. I've read that
what
headline.
Channel is it?
I've read that headline and thought, what the? The maker of Ding Dongs, which owns Hostess Brands, has issued a withdrawal notice in the U.S. over some potentially moldy Ding Dongs. The root cause investigation confirmed that a mechanical issue with a piece of equipment created conditions that could support the development of mold in the product prior to the expiration date. And they have a series of numbers in the article that product information on recalled Ding Dongs. So, Chuck, you might want to check to see if your Ding Dong has been recalled.
Yeah. They've been after me for years.
Yes, I figure they have. Overused, I think.
You've been reading the wrong book, I'll tell you that.
Selena Gomez, a brand new way for you to enjoy popcorn. I actually like popcorn, flavored popcorn. It's the thing I have. But if you don't like popcorn, flavored popcorn, Selena Gomez has a couple of ingredient popcorn hack that they all say is pure genius. Joe's what you do, you see, you put a lot of salt and some jalapeno juice or hot sauce of some sort on top of the popcorn, kind of toss it around so it's uniform, and then you dip it in pickle juice.
No thanks.
No.
That's Selena Gomez?
That's Selena Gomez.
So she did the Oreos, too, right? The Oreos they had, cinnamon spice. They were really good.
Well,
but I don't know about that popcorn.
Try it out, if you would, please. Michelle, let us know. we'll expect a book report tomorrow on this. Finally, Joanna Gaines. You know who Joanna Gaines is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think she's lovely. She's really good on TV. And she's the mom of five.
Oh, she's been five.
She's a mom of five, with a figure that's just gorgeous. I mean, and maybe it's chasing after five children. It's like running a marathon every single day.
That'll do it.
She says, "Yeah, that for her managing mealtime chaos with five kids." Well, she says, and I quote her: "I have a weird thing I do when it's like crunch time because I always feel like I never had enough time to make dinner. I pretend like I'm just in a competition show." And that pots are floating. That motivates me. I'm trying to beat the clock. I literally play that game in my mind every time I'm cooking. It's a tornado. So all you have to do, if you're overwhelmed at dinner time, is start one of those clocks. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, apparently things go much, much easier that way, Chuck.
Oh, I should mention that to my wife.
Oh, yes. She'll love that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Honey, I found something you'll enjoy.
There's something else you can do while I won't be in the kitchen.
Yes.
Chuck's like five kids put together.
No, wait a minute now. Pick on a man who's ill this morning.
Oh, are you ill this morning, Chuck?
I'm sorry.
Are you ill this morning, Chuck?
I'm looking for the sympathy vote.
Yeah.
I still have my cold. Yes.
You sound better,
Chuck. I got to have my voice.
Yeah. Well, we're all appreciative that you do, too.
Because you know how that goes.
Yes.
It hasn't gone that far yet, at least. Oh, my God, this is so bad.
Yeah, for those who don't work by talking for a living, your voice goes and you just lost your income for
We're
the
done.
Day.
We're
yeah.
done.
And working freelance, there's no time off, no sick days.
No.
So if you're working freelance and you go and your voice goes, well, you stop making money until your voice comes back.
Yep.
Or you learn all the hacks that are necessary so you can squeeze out a 30-second commercial and then go home and die.
Here's what happens on my end of the ledger.
Yeah.
If I take off, three people have to fill in for me because of what I do.
Yeah. Well, you do the work of three people.
And they got their hands out. You know, hey, am I getting paid today?
Yes. Well, you say no, don't you?
Of course I do. What
okay,
are you talking
about? Just checking. Well, folks, check back with you for more traffic on a couple. 6:49 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Of course, Sean has this week off. Nino Mangione is in, and you were talking about the education standards, Nino.
Now, Julie did a great report. Unfortunately, the results aren't great. The report said that it's a slight increase. But the proficiency level in math, and I'm no mathematician myself, I hated math, but I will say when 25% is an improvement, and you are spending, what, $10 billion or so a year on K through 12? I mean, roughly 20% of the state's budget goes to public education, and our math proficiency level is only at 25%, and that's an improvement? I'm not saying it's an easy task, especially after COVID-19, but that is a total and dismal failure.
Yeah.
And the answer every single damn time from the Democrats in Annapolis is we need more funding. We need more funding. Baltimore City, we need more funding. The price per pupil throughout this state is astronomical, and yet that's the results the taxpayers are getting.
When you were in
it's
Annapolis,
a major story.
Well, yeah, when you were in Annapolis and they said we just need more money to do it right, did they ever have the discussion as to how other states manage to educate their kids by spending a whole lot less per pupil than we do?
Well, we tried to make points like that on the House floor, and I'll never forget during the Kerwin debate how it comes back to the same politics as usual. We're going to invest in the children. Like, well, we already are record investing in the children, but if it's not working simply based on how much money is put towards it, how about we try revamping the entire system? How about we do something totally different, which what Trump's trying to do at the national level, but do something different here because the money is there, the results are not. So the answer is not simply just more money. School choice? Absolutely not. Its problem is teachers union. We talk about it all the time. Even the charter schools, well, there's an investment in charter schools, but nowhere near the amount that it could be. But school choice, do something different.
Yeah, but the teachers' unions, from what I understand, strongly oppose the idea of school choice. Why? You would think their goal should be, as individuals, we want to educate. That's why they do what they do. They want to be educators. They don't want to be union members first and then educators. They want to be educators.
The educational establishment, is what I like to call it, has far too much power in this state. And they come down every single session with these the teachers' unions and are constantly arguing why anything that's put forth that changes is a bad idea. And therefore, the status quo continues, and it's a great big improvement. We have 25% of our students who can do math when 20% of the entire budget of the state of Maryland goes to education.
6:51 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
6:53. Is it Wednesday morning? It is Wednesday morning, right?
It is.
Pump day. Wow. Phones for you. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Yeah, Charlie Gishler calling. Everybody wants to call me as I'm coming on, you know.
Hi, Gish.
Hi, Gish, man. I know you're out there somewhere listening. Southbound 895, the wreck, three vehicles involved. Two are on the shoulder. One vehicle is really smashed up. He's in the right lane after Pulaski Highway, after the Urban Avenue ramp. So only the left-hand lane is getting by. 895 now is backed up through the city-county line. A lot of that traffic is deferring now, moving over to 95. So we're going to back up on 95 to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, beginning around the area of the Moravia Road ramp. Late lifting construction. I don't know how they were allowed to be in there this late. Outer loop south of Washington Boulevard over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Cool start for the day, Chuck. A mix of clouds and sun today. Highs today only in the upper 70s. I love those temperatures, man. I love cool nights and days in the mid to high 70s. A lot more of the same tomorrow and throughout Labor Day weekend. Right now, Baltimore is 57 degrees. Reisterstown is 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting email in from Jim in the Outer Banks. Morning, Bruce. I think your position on the burning the flag issue is the correct one. However, my issue is it's established by the Supreme Court in 1989, like it or lump it. Unless you can have the court rule on this again, you can't overrule a court decision with an executive order. But Jim points out, however, I believe the president is using his position to bait the Democrats. If it's okay to burn the American flag, then why not the gay pride, BLM, trans flag? Is that not also free speech? If burning the other mentioned flags is a prosecutable hate crime, then burning the American flag should also be considered in the same vein. Then the question becomes, where does it stop? That's an interesting point.
Very interesting point.
That's a very interesting point. And then he says, when's the next cruise? Jim, as soon as we can get it scheduled, because we missed the last one, because I'm right before the last cruise, you're probably not aware of this, I had a detached retina. I mean, I woke up one morning, all of a sudden I couldn't see out of my left eye. It was black. Completely black. The retina detached. And so that was like 3 days before the cruise. So obviously we're not going to be going on an ocean-going cruise.
So you're taking a cruise in the car next week. Where are you heading? You said to the...
Head up to Lake George. In my mind, and I grew up on a lake in the Midwest, it is the most beautiful lake I've ever seen in this country, ever.
Really?
It's just absolutely spectacular. And I will enjoy just sitting on the dock and reading a good book, watching the weather, and watching the people go by in their boats. I'll just have a wonderful time just chilling.
Well-deserved.
Yeah. Plus, there's an Italian restaurant, this little town I go to, that makes some really good ossobuco. So, I save...
That's a good dish.
All year long, I save so I can have some ossobuco. So I'm looking forward to that, too. All right, 410-WCBM 680. A little bit more from Jonathan Turley. You heard from him earlier on this hour. He said, the criminals on the street, these cashless bail criminals get out on the street, they're not a huge problem if you're in a rich neighborhood, but if you live in a poor community, they are in your backyard.
This is particularly a problem in poor areas, minority areas, that are the focus of much of this violent crime. And so what the administration is saying is that if you commit one of these crimes, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. No more cashless bail for you. And by the way, I got an email in from a guy who's a former bail bondsman. He said most bail bondsmen will not touch immigration issues because people flee the country. And since I'm not going to chase them from here to Guatemala, so they just won't even touch them as a matter of practice. But for the other other cases where cashless bail is currently being used, the American bad guys who simply get out on cashless bail and go back and do more bad guy things before they get arrested, and then, of course, they get back out on cashless bail and go do more bad things, but work perfectly.
And that makes sense, what he said, but we were talking about the concept, right? The concept, if illegal immigrants had to post bail. Well, the fact that they, since there's no bail at all in the concept of what they have to deal with, they just flee and they never come back. We hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, yes, American citizens. It's just another deterrent, so to speak, of them obviously not coming back. And two, you're just letting repeat offenders right out on the streets. And Jonathan Turley's right. They're not going, and we said this yesterday, to Georgetown.
Nope.
That's not the whole National Guard conversation, for example. It's not about necessarily solely protecting the wealthy neighborhoods. The crime is overwhelming in lower-income areas. And by keeping criminals off the streets that are terrorizing those particular areas, less criminals equals less crime.
Well, you hear the caterwauling all the time about how we are picking on black bad guys because they're somehow the target of a racist community. Well, no, we're picking on black bad guys, but bluntly, most of the victims of black bad guys are black victims.
Yep, black
I mean, the idea somehow that this is a racist set of behaviors in which the Trump administration is engaging is just false.
Which almost makes you think, who are the real racists on the other side when you talk about the National Guard, for example? Who are they primarily protecting? Is people in the areas that are where the
Alabama, Georgetown,
yeah, exactly.
You know, those kinds
of areas. Who benefits most? Exactly.
Right, exactly. Real quickly, this in, flag burning is essentially high risk. It's a very emotional issue. You can get burned as onlookers cheer. Your employer's business could be sanctioned. Your career and financial future could be sanctioned. You could be targeted with unlawful sanctions. However, flag burning is constitutionally protected. Freedom of speech is about people who I don't like saying things that I don't like. Yeah, precisely. And I think that those individuals who choose to burn the flag, we should know who they are and their employer should know as well.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is the ultimate punishment, and President Trump wants it for convicted murderers in Washington, D.C.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative.
A preventative that D.C., along with nearly two dozen states, have taken off their books. Some FEMA staffers, they signed a letter of dissent, have been placed on administrative leave till further notice. In the letter to Congress, they complained of budget cuts and questioned the qualifications of those now in charge of the agency. There are concerns this morning about the security of our Social Security information.
A whistleblower says 300 million people's Social Security data is at risk. Charles Borges, who worked as the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, says officials at the Department of Government Efficiency uploaded sensitive information to a cloud account not subject to oversight. The Government Accountability Project says if bad actors gain access, it could lead to widespread identity theft, vital health care and food benefits. Benefits may be lost, and the government may be responsible for reissuing every American a new Social Security number at great cost. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As of today, a major American trading partner, India, is subject to whopping 50% U.S. tariffs. President Trump ordered the steep tariffs, partially in response to India's ongoing purchases of Russian oil, helping to fuel Putin's war machine. The Trump administration's plan for ending the bloodshed in Gaza and getting all of the hostages released, we discussed today at a high-level meeting at the White House. Parts of the Northwest on the alert for possible flooding with monsoonal rains moving into the region. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 15 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Good morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 895 now southbound is on the shoulder. It's after the Urban Avenue ramp before the Lombard Street Bridge. So everybody's off to the side now, but the flashing lights are still there. We're still backed up. Not quite as bad as it was 10 minutes ago, but still slow well before Pulaski Highway. The overflow traffic, they get the word back in Rosedale that there's a problem on 895. So now all that traffic is on 95 trying to get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That delay now begins southbound at Moravia Road. Keep in mind, we had construction, late lifting construction this morning on the outer loop of the Beltway, and it looks like it's still slow here underneath I-95 and down to Washington Boulevard. They were supposed to be out of there at 5 a.m. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Odenton man has been sentenced to life plus 20 years for the 2024 murder of a local boxer. In February, Nicholas Giroux pleaded guilty to charges that included first-degree murder in the death of 27-year-old Isaiah Olugbemi. Following Tuesday's sentencing, Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Coltlightis said Mr. Olugbemi was a father and rising star in amateur boxing, and this cruel and senseless murder took the life of someone with great promise. Lightis says she hopes the sentence will provide some sense of justice for the family. Lawyers for Kilmar Abrigo Garcia are seeking asylum for the Salvadoran immigrant. A court filing on Tuesday said his lawyers have filed an emergency motion to reopen his case before an immigration judge to seek asylum in the U.S. Abrigo Garcia was living legally in Maryland when he was accidentally deported back to El Salvador last March. He was returned to U.S. authorities and released from custody on Friday. On Monday, Abrigo was arrested again and is now being threatened with deportation to Uganda. A U.S. District Judge, however, is blocking customs officials from deporting him. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable. Eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Birds dropped a 5-0 decision last night to the Red Sox at Camden Yards, but that doesn't even scratch the surface of what was important, and that is the successful return from Tommy John surgery of right-hander Kyle Bradish, pitching 6 strong innings last night. 2 solo shots allowed early, but 10 punch-outs on the night. Asked in the postgame how confident he was in his successful return.
But throughout the whole process, I really felt confident that I would get back to where I was last year and the year before. And I think that I kind of proved that today.
NFL cutdown day was yesterday. Teams getting to their initial 53 before the regular season opener. Surprise cut by the Ravens was fourth-year cornerback Jalen Armour-Davis. Baltimore electing to go with undrafted free agent Keon Martin in the defensive backfield. Here's his position coach, Chuck Pagano.
See him walk in the building, and there's no way you're thinking, okay, he's working in IT, you know, or something, or breaking tape down for somebody. And surely he can't be putting pads on and going intercepting footballs for touchdowns. now in the National Football League, but at a buck 60, I think he is, buck 66 maybe. He'll say he's buck 70, but he can't be. He can't be. But, yeah, he's a tremendous player.
Meanwhile, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley met the media yesterday in College Park as the Terps prepare for their season opener at home Saturday against Florida Atlantic. It'll be seventh year head man Mike Locksley was asked at the press conference what success means, how it defines it, in 2025.
Yeah, I'll give you a good coaching axiom. Success is equal to production being greater than or equal to our expectation. And it's our expectation, not yours. And those are things we keep in-house. Our players know what our desires are. Our players know and understand what we have to do.
Maryland finished 4-8 last year, 1-8 in the conference, and on a five-game losing streak. Coming up in 30 minutes, an important new partnership between the NCAA and Venmo. And that is Stunt on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the week off. Nina Mancioni is sitting in. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in. If you missed the 6 o'clock hour, you missed a pretty lively conversation. Two more hours of this between now and 9 o'clock this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The news sometimes moves too fast because you think somehow people respond online like lightning to some of the news that's coming out. Are you doing production pieces while the news is still coming out? And then you find out the next day, well, that's the last time that particular production piece will ever be used. This is what I mean.
The Cracker Barrel logo's great. 100 million seals are fate. They kill the past, they'll celebrate. A masterpiece of self-date. The new Cracker Barrel logo's great. 100 million seals are fate. The CEO defends it straight. Her PowerPoint was first grade.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel's new logo's great. That was how yesterday. They've gone back to the old logo. It was that fast, folks. Boy, they got the pushback, and they responded to it. Look, credit to them. However, the ad agency should be fired for not doing the appropriate research on this. And they really should. If you know who your audience is, you don't do market research in Manhattan if your restaurant is in Boise, Idaho. I mean,
their stock went through the roof yesterday. Yeah. It was up like $3.50 or something. And Trump, his tweet was great, actually. He basically said, you know, if you listen to your people and you go back, I hope you make a great bit of money. You know how Trump does it. And then they did, and he said, great decision, and people are happy. And the stock, again, I mean, $3.44 yesterday.
That's good. That's quite a bump up. Yeah. What was share price? Do you know offhand?
$57.71.
Yeah, so that's like an 8 or 9% increase in one day. Yeah. I'll take that every day but Thursdays, you know. Yeah. Talk Radio 680. WCBM is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Pause. Emails in. Boy, I tell you, this issue about flag burning is hot. He says, I believe the executive order states that a person can be arrested if burning the flag is intended to incite a riot or cause violence. Good luck proving that. Unfortunately, we're going to now see all American-hating scumbags gather for a flag-burning ceremony while yelling, I dare you to do something. He says the executive order is an unnecessary distraction. I, too, disagree with it. However, I do take the point from the texter or the emailer last hour who said, does this mean now that we're going to say it's okay to burn the gay flag, to burn the PLO flag, to burn it? You know, are we going to be charged with a hate crime for doing that?
Which I don't understand. Why was it never allowed to do that under that 1989 court case? For why can you not burn
any other flag?
But it's interesting, the email there, because, how do you prove sparking a riot, so to speak? But, yeah, I mean, if you're able to burn the American flag, why can't you burn a BLM flag?
Any other flag.
A pride flag, whatever flag, an Italian flag, why not?
Yeah, it seems to me that it'd be open season on flags. And Dennis is in Middle River. We'll get to him in a minute. First, though, at 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. John McEnroe used to say, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
This construction on the Beltway, supposed to be out of here at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's now 7:15.
You can't be serious.
You can't. I'm going to start hollering here. I'll lose my voice. Outer Loop, south of 95, where the Beltway goes to two lanes at that point, down to Washington Boulevard. They're apparently still working in the left-hand lane. It wasn't too bad for a while. Now it's backed up to Wilkins Avenue. It's going to back up to Frederick Road. Then eventually it's going to back up to Pikesville.
You can't be serious.
You can't. I promise I wasn't going to yell, but I can't help it. The accident, this is almost as bad as those idiots working up on 95, you know, working in the middle of rush hour, unbelievable. The accident southbound 895 is after the Erdman Avenue ramp well off to the right shoulder, but they're looking at it. There's a police car. There are actually two police cars there. And with that, the backup is still back to Moravia Road. 95 took a hit, and we're backed up to Moravia Road as well. So right now, both the tunnels fighting through pretty close to a 25-minute delay southbound. There's a big wreck in College Park, by the way, on Route 1 north of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Cool start for the day. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs today at the outside are going to be in the upper 70s. More of the same tomorrow on Thursday and throughout the Labor Day weekend. Right now, Middle River, 55 degrees. Bel Air has 57. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 7:15, it's time for us to have the mega, mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, another nail just got hammered into the bogus D.C. crime is down trope. That talking point, the Democrats have said, well, we don't need it here because crime is down. Democrats are not only infamous for defunding themselves, but they're also diluting themselves. And they're more notorious now for often they gaslight the American people and try to make them believe things are simply are not true. The Defund the Police movement, the Black Lives Matter organization, which they coddled to the nth degree the summer and fall of 2020 during the George Floyd riots, both House Democrats and the ballot box that year. In the aftermath, there's a laughable, concerted effort by the mainstream media and the left to complain that some lawmakers had unfairly been associated with the movement, like those who come out and vocally supported the movement. And now they're doing the same thing with crime in Washington, D.C. The organization is primarily based in the downtown business district. There are horrifying acts of violence over the past couple of months. This is an organization in downtown D.C. Mike Gill, father of three, leader of Washington's business and political community, recently passed away. He was shot in a violent carjacking in the middle of the K Street area. K Street is where the lobbyists are.
That's high end.
That's very high end. The crime is not down in Washington, D.C. It has been suppressed tremendously by the actions of this administration. But what's going to happen once the lid is taken off this particular pressure cooker? I think they're going to pop right back up again. So the question is, how long can you keep it down? Can you suppress it enough so that the pot cools down before you take that lid off?
Let's compare and contrast, and great job by Fox Baltimore, Bruce, that goes along with this, is in the 17 days since the National Guard was deployed in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, the safest city in the world, according to Westmoreland Mayor, Baltimore has experienced over 2,500 crimes, including 6 homicides, 9 rapes, 426 assaults, 271 aggravated assaults, 252 auto thefts, 155 burglaries, and 439 acts of vandalism in the last 17 days.
The last 17.
And there they are just ridiculing the hell and having a battle with the Governor Moore and with President Trump over trying to help and do what they're doing in D.C. and look at the difference between the two. Yeah.
And again, as we've noted, in this city, the crime is not places like Guilford. The crime is in places like East and West Baltimore, where you have people without means who are victims of those next-door neighbors who are predators.
Well, here's I'm going to ask you a question here, Bruce, because here's a good one. Wes Moore, the governor, tweeted out a video of him, I think yesterday, he was on one of the talking heads again, and he said, this is his tweet, while the president is spending over $1 million in tax money a day to keep the performance, he's calling it a performance, of having the National Guard in D.C., he's also cutting funding that would actually make our communities safer, investing in our people, intervention, and he says, and giving law enforcement the resources they need to produce results. Well, you're calling it performance. Look at the difference of the crime numbers that I just
read. In D.C. and here.
So you're calling that performance, and is it not a worthy investment? Let's say it's $1 million a year. If we spent $365 million in Washington, D.C. of taxpayer money to have an absolutely unbelievably significant decrease in crime, I would hardly call or imply that that's waste or a performance. And then he says at the very end of that tweet, give law enforcement the resources they need and we'll produce results. Well, you're getting results. That is the resources. National Guard, more federal intervention. That is the result. I mean, the resources.
And that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. Of course, there are those, you know, who take a very different point of view as to what the president is doing. I remember talking with this guy when he was in the state legislature, Jamie Raskin. He is a real hairball. Sometimes you just wish the cat would go ahead and throw it up and get out of the way. But he's not going to. He's going to be there just kind of all the time. The latest is, let's call the president, no, calling him Hitler is so out of fashion. Let's call him Mussolini instead.
Governor Pritzker was speaking for states and cities across the country. Nobody wants a military invasion. I think Donald Trump and Stephen Miller and Trump's handlers thought that he would conduct some kind of Mussolini-style military march across the country, subduing all the local populations. But it's completely backfiring on them because it's really unifying all of the local communities against Trump and against this outrageous authoritarianism.
Next week, by the way, Jamie Raskin will compare Donald Trump to Pol Pot. I just kind of want to keep aware of what's going on next. 720 on WCBM.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680, WCBM this afternoon. Bob Carson, of course, from 12 till 3, right here. 680 WCBM. Right now, it's a 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Again, here is the man who has the cameras aimed in the wrong direction, wondering what's happening at the plazas. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Sure, it makes it more fun that way.
Yeah, nice
too
trees.
Easy to do it right.
Yes, nice trees.
AccuTraffic. Sounds right to me.
It does.
The outer loop is moving a little better now south of Wilkins Avenue, which might mean that the contractor actually finally got off the highway on the outer loop south of 95. So we'll keep an eye on that, but it's improving a little bit now for the traffic coming through that area. And the inner loop now is busy coming up towards Frederick Road and eventually up towards the area of the top of the hill, getting up towards the area at Route 40 West. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. But right now, Route 40 doesn't appear to be a problem right there. Let me just check the camera at Frederick Road. Oh, my Lord. Oh, okay. The inner loop is slow up towards Frederick Road. The outer loop, remember I told you before, we backed up at 95 and eventually it was going to back up way up the hill. Well, forget it. It's just crawling now, and they're going to have to. All this is not normally there because of that construction that was supposed to be off the road at 5 this morning. Slow progress now, but you're really jammed up 795 all the way down to Wilkins Avenue trying to get down towards 95. Accident still on the right shoulder, southbound on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway near the Lombard Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thanks, Chuck. Fun near Route 140 and 795. Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now we're looking at around 56 degrees, both Pikesville and Hunt Valley. Today is going to get up to maybe 75, 78 degrees, not much more than that. Carbon copy tomorrow and throughout the Labor Day weekend, so some very pleasant weather ahead of us. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dennis has been hanging on for a bit. He's in Middle River. Good morning, Dennis. I'm sorry, Dennis couldn't hang. I'll give a shout back if you have the opportunity. 410-WCBM-680. A bit more from Jamie Raskin. And look, Jamie Raskin is an attorney, so he should understand the way this works, but he doesn't. There's a wrinkle in the law. That's not really a wrinkle. It's a codicil in the law that could be observed if people in Washington, D.C. want statehood again. Here's Raskin.
They tried to do it in D.C. It unified their mayor and council and their local attorney general, and people are now more emphatic about fighting for statehood so they won't be subject to this kind of colonial subjection in the future. And it clearly unified all of those public officials in Chicago, throughout Illinois. You saw the members of the congressional delegation, the senators, the attorney general, as well as the governor and the mayor.
Okay, now here's the deal. Raskin was actually on a podcast in this spring. And he understands how the law works. And instead of saying, now they're going to fight for statehood, he said very clearly, Raskin said himself very clearly, there is a way for residents of D.C. to have the vote. It's called retrocession, which means land that has been granted to the federal government. You go through a process called retrocession, and it reverts to the original state from which it was drawn. If you take a look at Washington, D.C., the original district was a square. It went down through Arlington, Virginia, and all around. You can take a look, and you'll see where that square was. Everything south of the Potomac already went through retrocession. It was given back to Virginia. Retrocession means you could designate a small federal area where all the federal buildings are, and all the residential areas in Washington, D.C. would be retrocessed back into Maryland. People in D.C. would have the vote as Marylanders. It frankly wouldn't affect Maryland very much one way or the other. But if you want the vote, and Raskin knew this. In spring, he said, if you guys want to think about coming back to Maryland for this period, you'd definitely be safer in the free state than you'd be under the brutal thumb of MAGA. He said that then he understood what retrocession was. Now, apparently, he's forgotten. Because now he's saying that's why people are fighting for D.C. statehood. He knows better. He knows better. The land was granted to D.C. under a certain set of provisions, and you're not going to do away those provisions, and you're not going to create a new state, a purely urban state. It's just not going to happen in this country. However, the people in D.C. do want a vote. They do want to have that voice. It's easy. Lobby for retrocession. Lobby to become, once again, part of Maryland. Will it make Maryland more liberal? Probably not. On the margins, but you know, it's not going to affect where the conservative voting areas are in this state, and that is the legal way of making this happen. He knows this, and he chooses to ignore it because he just likes to kind of see if he can, you know, hook somebody on that particular bait. He says that in doing what Trump has done, bringing crime down to Washington, D.C., he has solidified his opposition.
He's really unifying America around the principles of home rule. People can govern themselves and, by the way, give back the hundreds of millions of dollars that you stole away from local law enforcement and victims' rights groups and domestic violence groups when DOGE just canceled all of those grants back in March and April.
Now, I'll be clear about something. When DOGE canceled those grants, this is money yet to come. Nobody stole anything away from anybody. It's simply a matter of we're not going to give those grants after all because we don't have the money to give those grants after all.
And govern themselves. It's the failure of Washington, D.C.'s council and mayor to govern themselves with the crime as the reason that Trump's there in the first place.
Exactly right. Precisely right. More on this coming up on the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Listen, Tim Kyle Electric, they've been my electrician since the day we moved into this house. They're now also Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They also now take care of my heat, my HVAC unit, because they're really good at what they do. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, with the hot summer weather we've gone through, and now with the transition beginning to go to fall and then winter, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 7:30 right now. Once again, here's news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. These news headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are searching for three missing juveniles. Authorities say the 11, 12, and 14-year-old youths have not been seen since 11:30 Sunday night in the Woodlawn area. The public should call police with any information. Maryland is among the 46 states and territories that have been ordered to remove all references to gender ideology from their federally funded sex ed materials. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the content in the personal responsibility education program must be removed within 60 days. The feds say failure to comply with the demands will result in actions, including the withholding, suspension, or termination of federal PrEP funding. Maryland could lose more than $2.4 million if it does not make the changes by October 27th. A 13-year-old's been arrested after allegedly bringing a gun to Franklin Middle School in Baltimore County. Principal Brian Schiffer sent a letter to the school community saying a school resource officer received a report of a student with marijuana and an unloaded handgun was discovered when that student was searched. Schiffer says possession of weapons on school property is a serious offense. The student was arrested and taken to a local precinct. A Harford County Sheriff's deputy who was struck along I-95 on Tuesday is recovering from his injuries. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks to deflate the tires of a rented Penske truck that was driving the wrong way on the interstate when he was hit. The suspect driving the truck allegedly stole cooking oil from an Applebee's in Aberdeen and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. That box truck was pushed into a wooded area by pursuing deputies and the driver bailed. Authorities are still searching for the driver of the truck. Coming up next, we take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Looking at last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 192 and the pick 4 was 2943. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the shoulder just south of White Marsh on 95. It's well off to the side, but the trooper is there. They're not really slowing too much at that point. But just a heads up, the backups now at both the tunnels were started with a wreck on 895 southbound after the Erdman Avenue ramp. Not sure if they're still there. They were on the right shoulder, but either way, 895 is backed up beyond Moravia Road. 95 is backed up beyond Moravia Road. So right now, both the tunnels, at least a 25-minute delay, and it may be even longer for the traffic southbound. Clarkville side of the Beltway slowing. The interloop at Pikesville fighting the bright sunshine. The west side is hurting from late lifting construction, which is now cleared from the outer loop south of 95. It backed us up where we normally don't back up, so you're still heavy and moving slowly down the hill from Frederick Road, trying to get better now, eventually down towards Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds getting a big boost last night at Camden Yards, despite a 5-0 loss to the Red Sox.
There he is, 28-year-old Kyle Bradish, wearing number 38 in orange on an immaculate white jersey.
Kevin Brown had the pregame commentary, and then Kyle Bradish went out there and delivered for Baltimore.
Breaking ball, strike three. Bradish punches out Durant for a second time. Target is indeed away after two sinkers in. And wow, a two-seamer over the outside edge. An untouchable.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is.
I don't know how that got there, but anyway, Kyle Bradish, 6-full for Baltimore last night, making his first start since June of 2024, 10 strikeouts. The only blemishes, of course, were the two solo shots against him, pitches that he'd like to have back.
He put good swings on two bad pitches, so it kind of put it in perspective that you can't really take a pitch off up here. That happened today, and it was a good reminder of how good these hitters are.
A sidebar to this game, by the way, Samuel Basayo making his first start at first base last night for the Orioles. Looked pretty good, agile. Couple of nice picks in the dirt, nice stretch for the out in the eighth inning. Ravens cut down to their initial 53 yesterday. Jalen Armour Davis, the biggest cut. Three undrafted free agents make the squad for now. Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, and Jay Higgins. Meanwhile, quarterback coach T. Martin at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, talking about the quarterback, Lamar, and his growth.
You know, he's at a point where, you know, he's seen a lot. He's experienced a lot. We've had two back-to-back years of some really, really tough losses that ended the season in a way that, you know, we don't want to end the season. And if you know Lamar like I know him competitively, he's probably thought about that every day, every minute during offseason.
Here's something interesting. A new partnership between the NCAA and Venmo to combat abuse and harassment of college athletes. Venmo's security team will monitor social media trends and events during games, such as last-second missed field goals that have triggered surges in unwanted interactions. The NCAA says its research shows that close to 20% of online abuse and harassment directed at college basketball and football players on social media is connected to sports betting. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what to do about this?
planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
And there's more on this. Yesterday, we brought you the story of Cade Povich's wife, the Orioles left-handed pitcher, who received vulgar and threatening messages online after Povich had a rough outing against the Astros. And then comes word from the Orioles clubhouse that Jeremiah Jackson, the rookie, when he dropped the fly ball at Wrigley Field, he was lambasted online, got direct messages, vulgar, said he brought it to team security. And so here we are, legalized sports gambling, prop betting, parlays, etc., meet social media, and now players, just like all of us, are available online, right? It's not like you can't contact somebody now, right? You can contact them at the snap of a finger. Yep. And so here we are.
So I think 2 points, and it's a very interesting. When we had that debate about sports gambling, I do not remember this coming up, but we have laws against harassment, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, why aren't they enforced?
So that's harassment laws need to be enforced if they cross a line. You have to remember, too, the sports gambling, we had the debate, and the law went to referendum, so the people overwhelmingly did vote the sport. There was very little opposition in Annapolis for the sports gambling. But if you're going to be on social media, you put yourself out there. I certainly get harassed all the time. By mm-hmm. people on yeah. both sides of the aisle. But it's very interesting point. You have to protect the integrity of the game, obviously, too. So that can't get lost in all this. But if somebody is harassing an athlete, you cost me money, I mean, that's not necessarily harassment. But if you go further than that
right.
and violate the statute of how we classify harassment laws in the state of Maryland, then something needs to be done.
Yeah, it is disgusting to see this happen, frankly. It's an argument that maybe gambling should be kept in the back room with a bookie somewhere, maybe because you wouldn't see this kind of nonsense. But, of course, look, it goes back to the 1919, the Black Sox scandal. You did have gamblers involved with sports historically in this country for a long time, and making sure that they understood that their will was an important consideration when any athlete did anything on or off the field.
I think two things here. Social media makes everything immediate,
yep.
and your phone.
Yes.
Your phone in your hand, with the press of your finger, you can, you know, lose money, win money, determine a lot. You know, there are people at Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium that are just sitting there on their phones during the game, betting props sure. and the next pitch and the next down and the next pass and the next run, and it's like it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's really where it is today. So,
People will bet on anything. If you get to a certain circumstance, you'll find other people can say, "Will the first play out of scrimmage be a pass or a run? Or if it's a pass play, will it be on the left, the right, or the center?" I mean, they have these kinds of exotic bets going on all over the place.
You can bet if a kickoff is going to be a touchback or not. I mean,
any prop bet. And I'm not saying it's necessarily good, but the marketing was brilliant. It went from gambling, the old, you know, gambling's a vice, to sport. Gambling is now part of sports entertainment, and
every
and
commercial,
kind of, exactly yeah. every commercial, every big time actors like Jamie Foxx pushing it.
Everybody,
and you know, I'll be perfectly honest. I mean, there was very little I voted for sports gambling because that cat was already out of the bag.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
You got to get the revenue if you're going to do it, but that's all. It's all about revenue.
Yeah.
That's it.
Unfortunately, that cat has sharp claws.
Yes.
Right. Now, quick question for you, Gary. Opening day for the Ravens. When is it?
For the Ravens?
For the Ravens.
September 7th, yeah. Sunday
September
night 7th. In Buffalo.
It's coming up soon.
Don't blink, because just like that, Roquan Smith will have you on your back. Wake up and you're 10 yards back, and you can't believe that you were sacked. Don't blink, you just might miss that touchdown pass, because it's getting big by the best defense that's in the league. Don't complain, cute. We'll crush your team. So listen here, just stay in bed and keep praying you play someone else instead. Trust me, friend, Lamar Jackson runs faster than you think. Don't blink.
Just don't blink.
Bring
Bring it on, baby. Looking forward to it like crazy. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Back with more at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Blanca is in Baltimore. Blanca, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Well, definitely. Well, good morning.
Well, just wanted to, we
know as conservatives that with Van Hollen traveling to El Salvador, their Elfrith of the Third was in Virginia knocking for doors this past Sunday, and now Jamie talking about unification in places like Illinois. These people, they really have some cojones. They can't even travel to Hartford County or Baltimore City. They got their miles point.
Could I make sure you understand something? The reason they didn't come to Baltimore County is because we won't serve them daiquiris.
Yes.
And, margaritas.
That's right.
What I'm going to do today is I'm going to call Van Hollen because I am from El Salvador. And so, you know, maybe he'll listen to me since I'm Salvadorian.
Mm.
I am American. I am a proud American. Proud. Very naturalized since 1983. Learned English in 11 months and took the oath as an 12-year-old in D.C.
Wow.
And I was, yes. So I'm going to, when I call today, because I want to find out a few things that he's talking about. Regarding God. I know I'm not going to talk. I'm going to talk to a staff.
Good deal. Let me know how it goes, Blanca. All right? All right. Talk to you later. Thanks for the call. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Coming up, by the way, in just about a minute, we have Choose Your Fake News. We do need a contestant for same. 410-WCBM-680 is the telephone number you should be calling. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. The southwest side of the Beltway, a little better now, going down the hill from Frederick Road. All that lifting construction is cleared now from Washington Boulevard and 95, headed down eventually towards the BW Parkway. The west side Beltway itself is still going to be jammed up as you're moving south of 795 Liberty Road, going down through that area. The inner loop has been fighting the bright sunshine again, coming over towards Green Spring Avenue. I don't see anything in the roadway. I think it's just that right there on the windshield. And then once we get to Green Spring and we get into the shade, it's much better on the eastbound side over to the JFX. Parkville side is slow. We're still hurting from earlier problems southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 25 to 30 minute delays there. Baltimore County with a new wreck, top of the hill, Green Spring Avenue at Ridge Road. Cruise back to 1942. Enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. Saturday, September 13th. Cruise, relax, explore history and machinery will come alive. Get the information, sjohnwbrown.org. And hang on a second, I got a cough.
All right.
Back now, thank you.
Sure.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with coughing and traffic and weather together. On the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
So very stylish, Chuck. Cool start for the day. Mix of clouds and sun today. Highs be in the upper 70s. More of the same tomorrow and throughout the Labor Day weekend. Right now, Middle River, 56 degrees. Bel Air, 56 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now to choose your fake news. We do have a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Dave is in Ellicott City. David, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Would you like to go first, second, third, fourth, or last, sir?
Last, please.
You'll go last. Would you like separation from Chuck Whitaker, or you want to be cheek to cheek with him?
I think Chuck should go right ahead of me.
Oh, okay, good. You went cheek to cheek with Chuck.
You don't know what you're asking for.
Yeah. Cheek to cheek with
Chuck. I'm in sick bay today, so, you know, just take it easy.
Back in 1952, I think Patti Page recorded a big hit, Cheek to Cheek with Chuck. And so that's where you are. I believe that was the case.
Yeah, right. We were walking backwards together.
Yes.
They reconsider this.
All right. Here are your three stories.
She just didn't know it at that point.
That's right. You see this all over Florida now. We went down to visit friends and saw this, actually. Chuck, you may see it on a daily basis. These drum circles that aging hippies set up, basically, on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
It's a few hours. This is from Treasure Island, down your neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. A few hours before sunset, a circle of people begin taking shape around a stick poked into the sand. It's a gathering of the fringe of the state just before the endless seeming gulf. About 400 people at Treasure Island congregate there behind the public parking lot spontaneously. for the purpose of not needing a city permit, though this gathering has somehow happened every Sunday for a couple of decades. There are tourists, beach walkers, locals who wanted their out-of-town visitors to see something memorable. Yes, it is a drum circle around a stick in the sand.
There you go.
And
the sales department should try that.
Yes. The chief of police in Treasure City, or Treasure Island, rather, now says the Treasure Island drum circles have become dangerous and full of crime. Apparently, wow. the aging hippies will go through your pockets while you're watching them hit drums or something.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to deal with this issue. It's a big issue. Story number two. A 43-year-old man killed his girlfriend in Missouri, stuffed her body in a pink suitcase before kidnapping her three children and taking them some 400 miles to Iowa, where he abandoned them and then fled the country. That's according to authorities. He could not care for the children, is what he said. Legs sticking out of the pink suitcase on the highway led to police being suspicious that something was going wrong. So... apparently, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Missouri announced that they had caught this guy, Mahmoud Tuksal Muhammad, a permanent resident from Somalia. He has now pled guilty to kidnapping, resulting in the death and the slaying of 25-year-old Jessica McCormick. And then he absconded with their children and went 400 miles away, leaving him alone. It's the same problem they had with the guy who actually invented the hokey pokey. I don't know if you're aware of this.
No kidding.
That's right.
No kidding.
They tried to put him into the casket.
I never was good at that dance. Yeah. When they said put your left foot in, I wasn't left-footed.
That's what they had. They put the left foot in, and the left foot back out again.
I didn't like shaking everything around in public.
And finally, story number three. A salesman goes on TikTok, car salesman, about overcharging a single mom. He says it was a joke. He said that he sold a single mom a car, and he says $10,000 over sticker. The dealership, upon seeing that kind of initiative, actually gave him a raise and a new position in the dealership until people outside the dealership began to see his TikTok post, and they reversed field completely. So this is story number one. Those drum circles, those aging hippies are dangerous. Story number two. The pink suitcase was a giveaway. Or story number three, can I sell you a car? This one, we're going to start off with Michelle. Michelle?
All right. They're all kind of crazy today. I'm going to go with number two because I can't believe he'd leave the leg sticking out of the suitcase.
It's a small suitcase, Michelle. And you know?
I agree with Michelle. The image of that, I don't know, that's a little much. So maybe that's
all right.
That's fake.
Julie.
I'm going a different direction. I think 400 people every Sunday for drum circling is a little bit far-fetched for me. Number one.
Michelle, Jules goes to number one. And Chuck.
I haven't read anything about that. I've been down in that area. I'll probably go with that, with the drums.
Yeah, go with number one as well. So we have a split there. And Dave in Ellicott City.
Yes, they're all strange, but I think number one is ridiculous. There's no way they were there for that long.
All right. Well, let's start then with story number two. Michelle and Nino. That's a true story.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I was really hoping that was fake.
I know.
So bad.
I know.
Yeah,
fell right on your ass, too.
Highway Patrol, when they spotted the big suitcase with the legs sticking out of it, they thought, something's not right here. But that's an absolutely true story.
Yuck.
Story number one, Treasure Island's drum circle lives on after this tense police moment. Absolutely true story.
Wow.
It's a true story.
Come on.
This is an article that's like 15 pages long with all these pictures of these aging hippies, you know, the guys with no hair on top, but they got the fringe in the back pulled back into a ponytail. It's like, it's the look, you know?
Which means, that guy in Ocean City right now, we kind of know him.
Yes, exactly. Story number three is fake news. Now, the guy did post on TikTok. He said it was a joke. Dealership found no humor at all. They fired his ass. So, sorry, guys. You all struck out this time around. Sorry,
wow.
David. Give it another try next week or whenever. All right. Appreciate it. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive.
I'm proud to say at Wiles Roofing, we stand behind everything we do. Every roof we install comes with a written warranty and a handshake. That means something. We've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1990 with zero complaints. That's not by accident. It's because we treat your home like it's our own. No subcontractors, no surprises, just honest work that lasts. Call Wiles Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Good morning. It's 7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Made the trip towards Annapolis this time, and everybody's okay between the Bay Bridge and Ritchie Highway. Got a little bit slow here right at the ramp at Ritchie Highway westbound, but then at the Severn River Bridge, it looks like the pace is okay. And then over towards Road Boulevard, I don't see any problems there. Your morning backup is in play, and the normal backup southbound I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, Middle River 59, Bel Air 58. Today's high around 78 degrees. The same tomorrow, the same through the Labor Day weekend. Looks like a very pleasant rain-free weekend is what we're looking at, as at least as of this particular point. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the week off. Nina Mangione sitting in. Thank you very much, by the way, Nina, for being here.
Sure, thank you for having me.
J.D. Vance coming out of this three-hour-long cabinet meeting yesterday. Fascinating. I did not watch it, but we grabbed a number of clips from it where you could actually sit and watch the cabinet meeting. Total transparency. You could sit and see everybody's comments. Look, watching a three-hour meeting is not my idea of a good time. But the fact that it was available is pretty amazing. It really is. So you had a number of people making comments coming out of that. One of them, and he's made a comment similar to this before, was J.D. Vance.
I didn't realize this, that this town averaged one murder every other day for the last 20, 30 years, which means that in two short weeks, the president and the team have saved six or seven lives, people who would have been killed on the streets of D.C., who are now living, breathing, spending time with their families, because the president had the willpower to say, no more. We're not going to give the streets of D.C. over to vagrants and robbers and murderers.
Now, look, I'm not in favor of federalizing the police force all across the country. However, this is a pretty damn good template for people in other cities to follow. Let's say, for example, you are the city of Chicago. You have a Democrat governor, you have a Democrat mayor in the city of Chicago. Okay, what would the harm be in saying it's a good model? Bring in the Illinois National Guard. Have them back up the Chicago Police Department, and let's get the same thing done here in Chicago that they did in D.C. What would the harm be in Dallas or in St. Louis or in San Francisco or anywhere else in this country? St. Louis, I mean, it's an incredibly crime-ridden areas in St. Louis that's very similar to Baltimore. Sometimes it's more brutal. Memphis, rather. They have more murders there than we do per capita. It's a dangerous city in which to be. I love Bourbon Street, though, man. I just love that area. But what would be wrong with saying, let's do the same thing here? It seems to me that's just an obvious slam dunk. But as Vance points out, the Democrats, are far more concerned, in essence, about being called out for their dangerous cities than they are interested in actually bringing that crime level down.
They are angrier about the fact that the President of the United States is offering to help them get their crime under control than they are about the fact that murderers are running roughshod over their cities and have been for decades. Yeah. Why are Democrat governors angrier about federal law enforcement helping clean up their streets than they are about the fact that those streets need to be cleaned up to begin with? It shows a real sickness in the head.
And that is the case. Think about it, Wes Moore. Think about the fine mayor of the city of Baltimore. These guys are pissed because they've been called out on the level of crime in Baltimore City.
Trump's exactly right. He's showing real leadership here because he's not listening to any of the noise in the background. And this would have been deemed extremely controversial. But here's the problem for those deeming it controversial is he's getting results. And what he's also doing at the same time is, like you just mentioned, he's putting pressure on these the governors and the mayors because what he's doing. So when you see results, they are getting called out for the first time. Now they have a decision to make. Do we defend, as J.D. Vance is pointing out, basically racist, criminals, murder, or do we show real leadership and say, you know what, we might want to follow the blueprint, even though it's President Trump.
Call it something else. Hell, I don't care. Call it something else.
That's what I'm saying. Is this, he's showing the way, and he's offering to help on top of it. But they won't do it because President Trump's doing it. So therefore, we'll allow Chicago to have thousands of murders over the last several years, thousands of murders over the last, I think there's been 2,000 murders in Baltimore, 2,000 plus in the last 7 years. And they just make excuses for it because
200 plus annually.
You add them up over the last seven years.
Exactly. Right.
Over 2,000 some
yes,
murders.
Correct. Got it.
Well, remember, we were at high threes for a few years there. So the point is, Donald Trump is applying pressure by actually taking action here, and they have to decide: do we follow Trump's lead, Orange Man bad, we can't do that, or do we continue to defend dirty, violent cities?
Some Democrat, some guy or woman who wants to run for the presidency is going to figure out that what you need to do is you need to simply take the idea, give it your own name, you know, a slight twist to it so it's not exactly the same. So instead of calling out the National Guard, you call out somebody else, the staple is somebody else, and you call it your own. You make it your program. Some Democrat is going to be smart enough to do that. That Democrat actually will have a chance to win the presidency. Well, more coming up right at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean Casey is off. I'm Bruce Elliott. We need Nino Mangione here, too.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. Enforce the law or else. The Trump administration threatens to pull funding from states that fail to enforce English rules for big rig truckers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says California, Washington, and New Mexico could lose federal funding if they continue failing to enforce English language requirements for truckers.
We need to make sure that those who are driving big rigs, semis, can understand the road signs.
An investigation launched after a deadly Florida crash this month involving a truck driver from India who made an illegal U-turn found what Duffy called significant failures in the way all three states were enforcing the rules that took effect in June after one of President Trump's executive orders. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says China's monopoly on rare earth minerals must be broken, and his administration is looking to do just that. Industry insiders have long viewed critical minerals as a national vulnerability because they're crucial ingredients in many defense applications, as well as an assortment of high-tech products. Mr. Trump inspiring debate over capital punishment with his call for the death penalty for convicted murderers in Washington, D.C.
I don't know if we're ready for it in this country,
But we have it. We have no choice.
D.C. and nearly two dozen states have stricken capital punishment from their books. The president suggesting it's high time to reconsider the move. Mr. Trump's emphasis on fighting crime gets high marks in a newly released AP NORC poll. The vast majority of Americans surveyed, 81%, view crime as a major problem in the country's big cities. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 29 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 21. The S&P futures better by 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. If you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backups on the Beltway are pretty much normal. The outer loop from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the inner loop at Greenspring, loosened up a little bit there at Reisterstown Road, but it's still backed up right here at Liberty Road coming up towards 795. I don't know of anything in the roadway beyond Liberty Road, but you're definitely slow there coming up towards Pikesville. And then the west side outer loop delay is still there, but that's all the morning backup now. Usual area, 795 coming down through Frederick Road. Now it looks like there may be an incident on the outer loop right at Frederick Road, pretty much off to the side, and so far it's not adding to the backup, but it's definitely there, and you'll see the flashing lights beyond the white line on the right side of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis police and the DEA have made a big drug bust following a 7-month investigation. Authorities say the investigation centered on illegal drug activity in the area of Oaklawn Avenue and Carver Street, and two suspects were arrested last week. Law enforcement seized drugs with a street value of more than $100,000, nearly $70,000 in cash, and two BMWs after executing search warrants on Forest Drive in Annapolis and Piney Branch Circle in Hanover. Timothy Johnson and Jesse Brosambeau have been charged for their alleged involvement in the drug distribution network. The U.S. Coast Guard will close the Fort McHenry Federal Channel to establish a safety zone and recover a hatch that went into the harbor during an explosion on the W. Sapphire coal ship. No one on the ship was injured in the August 18th blast on board the vessel as it headed out from the port of Baltimore. The channel will be closed from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. as crews work to salvage that hatch. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Who's going to go with an opener tonight as relief pitcher Dietrich Enns will make his fourth career start. First as an Oriole as the Birds try to stem a 5-loss-in-6-game stretch at 6:35 tonight. Last night, a 5-0 shutout at the hands of the Red Sox, but an uplifting return for right-hander Kyle Bradish.
After that first inning, the nerves kind of went away, and I just felt like I was back to doing what I am meant to be doing.
Brad is showing the form he displayed back in 2023 when he finished fourth in the league in Cy Young voting, 6 innings of 2-run ball, no walks, and 10 strikeouts last night. In Owings Mills, Ravens keep 3 undrafted free agents, Keon Martin, Ruben Lowry, and Jay Higgins, the inside linebacker. They waive fourth-year corner Jalen Armour-Davis, a bit of a surprise, as they and the league get down to 53 players. More activity to come before the opener, no doubt. Meanwhile, great comment yesterday from D-backs coach Chuck Pagano, now in his 37th year of coaching, 19th in the NFL, asked how he would advise one of his guys on how to tackle a guy like Derrick Henry.
There's one thing that's pretty much the same size on every man, and that's the ankles. You know, so hit them low, slide down, get the ankles together, and hang on for dear life.
Words to live by. And finally, the U.S. Open at Flushing Meadow. Men's side, a number one seed, Jannik Sinner, was dominant yesterday. Straight set win. Women's side, American Coco Gauff, struggled with her serve. 10 double faults, but persevered in a 3-set win. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Vick makes his head coaching debut against the Towson University Tigers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the week off. Nina Mangione's with us. So is Julie Ryder, being ably guided this week, by the way. I see you're here today and then again tomorrow. Is that right, Michelle? Michelle Drusilla is here. I'm making sure that we get through the hour with a minimum of Bruce and engineered mistakes. We try to engineer some in, assuming that I will simply make mistakes. So we try to carve out places in the format. So this is like, you know, weather here, traffic here, Bruce screw up here. And it's one of the things we do to accommodate my particular unusual style of broadcast. All right, 410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. And to watch what's going on, you know, if you remove yourself from the day-to-day, you begin to see that there's a pattern that emerges when people on the left are threatened in any fashion whatsoever. If their moral high ground, purported, is threatened in any fashion, they're very quick to rely on a couple of old standards. One is you're a misogynist. The other is you're a racist. Tiffany Cross of the political left is one of the leading proponents of what's behind door number 2. If you disagree with me, you must be a racist.
Anytime that we play something from Stephen Miller, it would be journalistic integrity to point out that he is a white supremacist and he is the brainchild behind this policy. That's not my opinion. That's actual fact.
No, it's not, actually. But it's nice of you to say so. I thought, well, gee, that's news to me. So I spent 20 minutes last night Googling Stephen Miller, a white supremacist, Stephen Miller racist. What he is, to a degree, a nativist. He believes that people who are in this country legally, he's glad to have everybody here. He believes that if you enter this country illegally, you should get the hell out. And since not a lot of people from Sweden are coming here illegally, the focus ends up on being people who are Hispanic, who come to this country illegally, because that's where the massive number of immigrants, illegals, came during the Biden administration. But that apparently makes him a racist. That makes him a white supremacist.
And she says journalistic integrity. That borders on slander, first of all. And
borders on?
I was going to say. I mean, it sounds like defamation, number one. She doesn't like what Stephen Miller has to say. So rather than argue the points, what does she say? He's a white supremacist. I mean, it's typical and every time and time again, and somehow that passes his legitimate commentary on CNN. But everything is about race. It's never about facts. And you just pointed out Stephen Miller. I mean, there's not an ounce of white supremacy. And I heard a clip.
Not that I'm aware of.
In a day or so ago, he made the point that we made earlier on the show that in Washington, D.C., the people benefiting the most are primarily black citizens.
Yeah. Since D.C. is predominantly African-American, the population there. Tiffany Cross, though, got into it with a fellow panelist, a New York lawyer, a guy named Arthur Idala. And I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It's A-I-Dala. So I think it's Idala. And she went off on him, saying basically, you can't understand my personal struggles because I'm a black woman. You can't understand my struggles because I remember things that you never remember. I remember, for example, what happened in Tulsa.
We remember the examples like Tulsa, mm-hmm. when law enforcement dropped bombs on its own community. We know what it is like to have people.
We're far from that, though.
We are actually not so far from that.
Okay, you know when Tulsa, when the event took place? 1921.
I was going to say.
104 years ago. She remembers this. I'll say one thing. She has aged exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't look a day over like 40. I mean, but she remembers Tulsa. It's in her personal memory. There's no example of her having a relative in Tulsa. No example of her being from Tulsa. But she remembers it. And this is this generational guilt that she's trying to pass along to another generation of sucker white folks who say, yes, I will accept. I am personally responsible for what happened in Tulsa 104 years ago. Or I am personally responsible for slavery in the antebellum years in the South. I'm personally responsible for this stuff. No, I'm not. I don't know anybody in Tulsa. I've never been to Tulsa. I flew over Oklahoma more than a number of times, but I've never actually been to Oklahoma at all.
1921.
I don't remember. Chuck Whitaker does, because after all, he's 135 years old, but that's different.
Yeah.
Time.
That's what a glass of formaldehyde does for you.
It's amazing, yes.
Just on the rocks especially, it's very good.
Ooh, very tasty. Traffic and
very
weather.
Tasty.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
895 is still slow, mostly now around Pulaski Highway, Urban Avenue, so we've made a little progress there. We started early this morning with a wreck on 895 after the area of the Lombard Street ramp. 95 took the big hit, and they're backed up still back to Moravia Road. So both the tunnels just enjoying a 25-minute delay, probably even longer southbound. And just to make sure, I want to check 95 down towards 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open there. So you're going to ride all this out, and eventually you'll break free of these backups. You may be a couple of years older, but, you know, that's the best we can do at this point. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Parkville side of the Beltway is Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop is still basically Liberty Road all the way around through Green Spring, and the west side had problems earlier. I think this new wreck has cleared now from the outer loop at Frederick Road. It was off to the right side. So now we're just looking at the normal delay from 795 down through Wilkins Avenue. Baltimore County, about 25 minutes ago, had a wreck at the top of the hill at Green Spring Avenue at Ridge Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC. BM.
Cool start for the day. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs today, maybe the upper 70s. It's going to be very, very pleasant today. More of the same tomorrow. And throughout the Labor Day weekend, looks like a very, very pleasant couple of days indeed. Right now, you're looking at temperatures still mostly in the 50s. Baltimore all the way up to 61 now. Bryce's Town has 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 816. And once again, it's time for us to see which lefty has completely lost it. Yes. Once they lose it, they take him to the freak show at the circus, folks. So that's where we're headed. Please, enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this young lady, let's just say that she's found the best way to convince somebody of her point of view. is to scream at them.
I read the bill. It doesn't say women can't vote. I read the bill. Where does it say that women can't vote? If you knew how to f***ing read a bill, you would understand what it means. If your birth certificate and your driver's license don't have the same f***ing name, guess what? You will be denied registration, denied the ability to vote. You f***. I can't believe that I have to sit here and explain this to you. I am not a teacher. I don't get paid for this. You people did not pay attention in civics class and how to read a bill properly. Y'all need to go rewatch Schoolhouse Rock. You're all a bunch of nonsense.
Yes, dear. I really don't know how else to deal with that. I just really don't. Clearly, the best way to convince somebody that you're right and they're wrong is to do what she does. Just scream at them. Because they'll believe you after that. Mostly because they think you're psychotic and a loon and might get a knife out and go after you next. So, yes, dear. That's all I have to say. Thank you for stopping in. I now believe as you believe. So you can now leave. Please. Right now. Get out of here.
It's like, not only is she screaming like a total lunatic, but everything she's saying is complete and so confident yes. that what she's saying is correct. Yet she's
wrong.
I mean, she's completely wrong.
You know, when they check your ID when you go to vote. Oh, I see. When they check your ID. Have they checked your ID recently when okay. you go to
not
vote?
In Maryland. No.
Yes, dear. That's all I got to say. You must be right. I might be crazy, but I just the kind of lunatic you're looking for. I think that's clear. All right, back to good old Tiffany Cross, who's much more rational than that woman, of course. She got into it with Arthur Idala, and then again with Arthur Idala and a guy named Brad Todd, who is a researcher over at CNN. Here she is talking about Arthur Idala's white privilege. I knew it was coming.
I wish there were more police officers and have one in every single car in the subway at every platform.
I think the reason why you may feel that way, Arthur, is because you maneuver in society with a certain privilege. The question is, who are these
people? Hold on, what privilege? When I get on the subway, just tell me the privilege. When I'm dressed like this on the subway, I am a target. That is not a privilege. I'm a target.
Yeah, and he's right. You know, he's a guy in an expensive suit with an expensive watch. He gets on the subway. He is a target. There's no discrimination when you get down into the subway in New York City. If you are dressed rich, it doesn't matter if you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You are now a target. That's why people don't wear their good jewelry in the subway in New York City, because it makes you a target. But she wasn't done yet, and nor was he, thank heaven.
I don't think it's accurate that in your open, you referred to it as Trump's military occupation. When Governor Hochul here in New York put the National Guard in the subways and in some crime-ridden areas, I don't think we referred to it as military occupation. Why? I ride the subways. I loved when they were there. I mean, law-abiding citizens love that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then he points out, and there was no rejoinder to this, that both the woman who was speaking with at that time, which was Abby Phillip, and that Tiffany Cross, said, "Bet you guys take a car service to get here, don't you?" They changed the subject in a minute. This guy says, "I ride the subways every day." So these are people who have no clue as to what real people go through because they have a car service.
And this horrible race baiter is trying to make it seem like he has privilege. It's not like this woman has been on TV and radio for her entire career.
Yeah.
She was apparently a fellow at Harvard University. Shows you a lot about Harvard.
Yeah.
So it's not. And then she references a 100-year-old race. Terrible.
104 years ago.
And as if like she's experiencing the same type of racism when she's not experiencing any at all.
8:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Is your home ready for another hot summer? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping our customers feeling comfy and happy for over 32 years. How about a $69 AC checkup for starters? And mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. We also do boilers, ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork. We do it all. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a triple BA+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craft.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX southbound, Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No problems there. Beltway is still hurting a little bit. Parkville side, Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop is just kind of plodding along. Heavy traffic. Inner loop, Liberty Road up to at least Green Spring. And then the west side is back to just a normal delay now. 795 down through the ramps at Route 40. If you're making the late ride towards Annapolis, the data is still showing that we're backed up on I-97 with the typical ride there right at the ramp at Route 32. Both the tunnels still plodding along as well. Southbound 895 and 95 still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cool start for the day. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs today around 78 degrees. For tomorrow, pretty much the same. Throughout the Labor Day weekend, pretty much the same. It's going to be a glorious weekend. Aberdeen, 59 degrees. Ellicott City has 58. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. God, I got to ask Gary about this. Dave Portnoy does Barstool Sports, also does reviews of pizzas, by the way. Pretty good ones. Ohio State apparently has banned him from showing up at their games. They don't want him there. So I got to ask Stein, what's this all about? I would think Portnoy is a big name in cable sports. Why would you say this? Why would you deliberately make a point of saying we don't want any coverage on what they have, the big noon kickoff, which is the show that he does, I think, on ESPN or on Fox Sports. I guess Fox Sports. Why would you kick him out? Why would you keep him away?
Unless he's done something prior, that is so stupid. You want for the energy and the free promotion, yeah. The promotion, and plus he usually, he's always spending tons of money. He has a lot of it.
Yeah.
You would want him on your campus, energizes everything. You want to beat his team. It's just, that's what, and it's not like he's committing crimes. The guy's just I don't know him.
I don't either.
He just adds fun and energy and electricity.
Even if it rips your team, it seems to me, you want him there. Exactly right. Let's not elevate it beyond what it is. College sports is basically football. It's basically the NFL farm teams. you know, at that level. It's you know, whether or not you get beyond the farm team to actually get to a playoff, that's going to be on you. But that's what it is. These are football factories: Ohio State, Michigan State, Ohio. And down in Texas, the football is the big icon. You could, you know, put it up on a table and people would worship it down there. You know, high school football in Texas and in the South can be huge. College football is massive. I forget how big the Ohio State Stadium is, but I think it's more than 100,000. I mean, it's absolutely immense, and they're full all the time. So we've got to ask them about that. All right, back to the topic at hand. So this gal, Tiffany Cross, she's an incredible racist. Brad Todd is an analyst for CNN. He analyzes numbers. That's all he does. He's not particularly partisan one way or the other. He takes a look at numbers. And he said, basically, to this crowd and to Tiffany Cross, you have to take a look at the numbers out of D.C. and at least give Trump that what he has done with crime numbers is truly amazing.
Washington, D.C. has a net loss of 500 police officers since 2020. They are undermanned. The D.C. police union supports what Donald Trump's doing. They think it's working. We've gone 13 days without a murder in Washington, D.C. in August, the heat of the summer. That never happens.
Usually, in D.C., one every 48 hours. And that's been the case for like the last 20 years. A murder on average, every 48 hours, every 2 days. And that's been the case. Now, you never have a period of 2 weeks now where there have been no murders. This is, if nothing else, it's an anomaly. It's got to be mentioned. Now, they've had these periods before, but typically in the dead of winter. And you know why they have them in the dead of winter? Nobody wants to go out. You don't really want to even kill somebody in the bad weather. You wait till summer. And August is a big month for murders all over because it's hot. You may live in a crappy apartment with crappy air conditioning, and you're irritable. And this is what happens in August in countries and cities all across this country. Well, he went on to try to point this out to Abby Phillip at the Tiffany Cross. He's saying, look, you have to give this to Trump. It's working.
CNN's own reporting says crime is down 19% from the weeks before.
I didn't say that it wasn't down.
So is it working? Is it helping?
No, it wasn't down. I'm just
saying the police say
that this has never happened
before. First of all, let me just tell you, a lot of people do not care what the police think or what the police unions think. They themselves are quite problematic.
Oh, yeah, really?
How so, Tiff?
I mean, this is one of these kind of, they are problematic. This is a way of dismissing, it's an attack on the person, ad hominem attack. It's a way of saying that we're not going to pay attention to their point of view because they're problematic.
Yes, but let's pay attention to the rapists, the drug dealers, and murderers. But the gentleman that was speaking made a point, a very significant point, about police shortages. So what we've seen in this country over the last 5-6 years is a surge in police resignations, a surge in retirements, and difficulty to recruit. So any leader of any major city, a mayor or a governor of a state, who knows they have police shortages, would welcome any assistance in that city, yet it's become so political, the idea of getting assistance to rid crime is now white supremacy, and it's being war of words with Western governors and mayors, and it's just unbelievable because they would say specifically, we have a police shortage. All right, here's some help. Well, you know,
it's coming from Donald Trump. That's bad. Now, if it comes from your own governor, I suppose that's okay. Because that's happened historically over and over and over and over and over again, where the governor said, clearly, Chicago, you have a problem. Here's some National Guard.
And they'll take federal resources. The state of Maryland, every state, every city will take federal resources, federal money in every dynamic of a societal life, whether it's helping for health care, whether it's more money for education, whether it's more money for damn near anything. However, come in and help police or cities, no way.
No. But well, part of that is they have to acknowledge then that liberal mayors in big cities, frankly, do a crappy job. I mean, historically, you can't look at very many big cities in this country and say that liberal mayor sure did a great job. They're placeholders at best, and at worst, there's somebody like Brandon Johnson of Chicago. He's horrible. Well, you'll hear from him coming up in a minute. First, so it's 8:30 on WCBM. Time once again for news, and here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The Trump administration's planning to cancel the approval of another offshore wind farm. Recent court filings show the administration's move to vacate and reevaluate its approval of the Maryland offshore wind project. But the documents do not provide a reason why the project is now receiving pushback. The Biden administration approved that project in December and said it could produce enough electricity to power more than 718,000 homes. President Trump's cancellation of the project comes on the heels of its move to block a major project off the coast of Rhode Island. And a federal judge is dismissing a Trump administration lawsuit targeting all federal judges in Maryland. The suit challenged a standing order that slowed the deportation of certain immigrants. The court ruled that suing the judges was not the proper legal path to contest the order. The Trump administration had argued that the order interferes with executive powers and violates multiple rules. A Millersville teen is charged on, is arrested on weapons and drugs charges. Anne Arundel County Police responded to a home in Linthicum Friday night where a resident reported that a group was gathered outside and someone pointed a handgun with a green laser at her window. The group fled when police arrived. One 18-year-old suspect was stopped and officers recovered two handguns, one with a green laser attachment, marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, other drug paraphernalia, and over $13,000 in cash. And a Baltimore County judge has sentenced Quentin Walker to 50 years for killing his ex-wife's boyfriend at a trampoline park in 2023. In June, Walker pleaded guilty to a charge of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Marcus Whitehead at the Sky Zone in Timonium. Walker had traveled to Maryland from Colorado for a prearranged meeting with his daughter at Sky Zone, and he shot Whitehead multiple times after seeing him at the location. Coming up next, we have a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Here's a look at last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 192, and the pick 4 was 2943. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Perry Hall. Might be a pedestrian struck, so heads up there. Honeygo Boulevard at the intersection of Joppa Road. Baltimore County is there. If you're coming in on I-70, coming inside the Beltway down to the park and ride, there was a report of an accident there near the park and ride and the ramp at Ingleside Avenue. So again, the state police may have a unit in that area. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are still there. We're still kind of hurting a little bit with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. New wreck as you're traveling now as you're moving into Anne Arundel County at Ritchie Highway at McKenzie Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s, a few lower 80s here and there. We'll keep those temperatures below average as we head into the weekend. Labor Day looking pretty good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Special night last night at Camden Yards, not because of the result, the 5-0 loss to the Red Sox. That was Baltimore's fifth in their last six games, but it was special because of the pitcher.
There he is, 28
38-year-old Kyle Bradish, wearing number 38 in orange on an immaculate white jersey. And for the first time since mid-June of last season, that pitching mound belongs to the Orioles' budding ace.
Kevin Brown had the pregame comments on Bradish, who indeed owned the mound last night, and the crowd, for that matter, giving up a pair of solo shots early, but gaining a lot of confidence after a six-inning, 10-strikeout performance in the 5-0 loss.
There's definitely a lot of emotions just throughout the whole day. A lot of nerves as the game got closer, and just looking back at kind of the journey that I've been on for the past 14 months to get back to where I am here.
Fellow starter Tyler Wells scheduled to make his season debut next week as well. The lone surprise yesterday among the cutdown to 53 in Owings Mills was the release of fourth-year cornerback Jalen Armour Davis. Ravens electing to go with the undrafted free agent Keon Martin instead. Brent Urban was also cut, the defensive lineman, but he may return before the season begins. Maryland football. He may or may not be the starting quarterback this season, but either way, freshman Malik Washington has been selected as a candidate for the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year Award. Maryland head coach Mike Locksley and how he sees a quarterback learning.
Typically, the way you make strides is by failing, and so we've got to put guys like Malik in positions and practice. You know, it's almost like you read and hear about Tiger Woods, how he throws the ball into the sand trap and deliberate practicing one of the toughest shots there is. Well,
Washington quarterback Archbishop Spaulding to a top 10 national high school ranking a year ago, and became the first quarterback in league history to win three consecutive MIAA titles. Tomorrow night, Towson opens its 2025 college football season at Norfolk State, and it'll be the debut of Spartan head coach Michael Vick. Tigers head coach Pete Shinnick, son of former Colt great Don Shinnick, on his Tiger squad.
I'm proud of our guys, how they worked, how much work they put in over the summer to be in a position where we could have this type of camp. So, really been a good camp for us. And excited about, obviously, now having the opportunity to play somebody else.
Game time is 7 p.m. tomorrow night on ESPNU. The happy couple's finally doing it. Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift in the garden of his Lee Summit home in Missouri. Swift, the clear breadwinner in the family, grossed $2 billion in her latest concert tour. Her net worth is pegged at $1.6 billion. Kelce making a paltry $17 million last year. Forbes magazine reporting that his net worth is only $70 million. And finally, speaking of moolah, we bring you the story of oh poor Cam Newton today. The former Panthers and Patriots quarterback on social media lamenting the fact that he's unable to provide for his family like he used to. Quote, being away from the game for 3 years, three whole years, those checks don't come in like they used to. I got eight kids. It hurts me to know I can't provide like I once did. By the way, Newton made $133 million in his NFL career. The time now is 8:37 when we return. What is going on with Ohio State and Dave Portnoy?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about the Dave Portnoy Ohio State controversy.
Yes. And, what's this all about?
Well, it's interesting because different people are saying different things. So just to give a little context, Fox has a pregame college football show called The Big Noon Kickoff. Dave Portnoy in Barstool Sports is now a part of that, kind of like Pat McAfee is with ESPN. So the controversy surrounds Portnoy, who's a Michigan alum. Okay. And the Ohio State University. Ohio State basically coming out and saying that they won't allow Dave Portnoy into their stadium when the Big Noon Kickoff comes to Columbus, Ohio. But now, that's what Dave Portnoy said. Ohio State is saying that's not true. We never didn't allow Dave Portnoy to come. It was Fox's decision, the broadcaster. But Portnoy is saying that's not true, Ohio State's decision. So the only thing that I can think of, because they're not really divulging what's happening, is the Ohio State-Michigan controversy. Because, you know, those two are like blood rivals.
Yeah.
So Portnoy, whenever he's doing the football stuff, wears his Michigan cap. Ohio State doesn't want a broadcaster coming into their building, the big horseshoe in Columbus, wearing a Michigan cap. So it's the Michigan cap that's kind of the sticking point here between Dave Portnoy, Fox, and Ohio State.
Really? Seriously? So, hey, Ohio State, I mean, how big, am I right? I think the Ohio State horseshoe seats like 100,000.
About 89 about or 95, 89, 90, something like that, yeah.
Gee, well, yeah, 95, that's way away from 100. with that many fans, and it's filled every single home game, and people want those tickets desperately who don't have them, they're concerned about a guy in a Michigan hat?
You can't have a Mason blue cap in
so
that
red
stadium.
So he is banned or he's not banned?
Well,
does anybody know?
Ohio State says he's not banned.
And Fox said he's not banned, so is he even banned?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think this thing has legs. But look, it's the old axiom. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Definitely. Look, I just did the math real quickly, and I hope I have the decimals in the right spot.
Wait, you can't do math on the air.
Well, I know. $133 million.
Okay.
If I'm correct, 5% of that would be 0.05. Is that correct?
Yeah, times 0.05. Right?
Mm-hmm. So 5% of that. If he simply set aside 5% of that for his 8 children,
that's $2.6 million, approximately.
Yeah, over the time of the contract, we $6,650,000
over the time of the contract. Okay, right, 5%. Yeah, 5%. See, I can't do math.
Yeah, so yeah, you're talking about $6 million, and he can't provide for his children the way he'd like to. Are you freaking kidding me? Honest to God. I mean, Cam, can you please see what real America's like?
Seriously.
Honestly. I mean, unreal.
Yeah, that's
I can't provide for my children because, after all I have to provide for them is $6 million.
Quite a story.
Which is the interest, the 5% interest on, and I didn't touch $133 million. It's still there. My principal's always there. I'm just taking 5% interest, and that's $6,600,000, and I can't possibly provide for my children on that.
If only he had invested it in a money market fund.
I know, yes, really. Seriously. Then he might have enough money to do something. Right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Now, folks, I've been looking for an opportunity to play this in context. I can't find an opportunity to play this in context, so I'm just playing it.
We play the music really loud while we're driving down Dundalk Avenue. We're turning heads in water's edge at the end of Dundalk Avenue. And don't be too surprised, we're shopping at Wise and Wise Avenue.
The Dundalk boys.
And don't you ever turn it down while you turn around Eastern Avenue. We play the music really loud while we're driving down Dundalk Avenue. We're turning heads in water's edge at the end of Dundalk Avenue. And don't be too surprised, we're shopping at Wise and Wise Avenue. And don't you ever turn it down while you turn around Eastern Avenue.
It's a great video. It really is. It's just a great video.
Is that a real band, the Dundalk?
Yeah, the Dundalk, B-O-Y-Z. Okay. And it's called Driving Down Dundalk Avenue. And it's all local footage. They got a ragtop Cadillac, old Cadillac from somebody. I forget the story. Is basically, this is a Cadillac. Usually goes out on shoots. You know, they rent them out for movie shoots for a lot of money. Somehow they got it for free. And so here they are in this ragtop Cadillac, driving along, the Dundalk boys.
I didn't know if it was a parody with you on the bass, Chuck, and you know, maybe the vocals. I didn't know.
No, it's great, man. You got to check out the video. And when they talk about, you know, I mean, everything, every story they talk about, it's in the video. So it's great stuff. Check it out. I'll get it posted on Bruce's Brain. You guys can check it out there. Right now, it's 843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, here he is, talking about parodies, Chuck Whitaker.
I was singing that on the way to the crab feast.
I figure you were, yeah.
Dundalk Avenue to Jimmy's Famous.
Jimmy's Famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean was driving. We were bouncing, you know.
Driving down Dundalk Avenue.
What's this old white guy doing to this car here? Tell him to shut up.
And you didn't know that Sean drove a lowrider.
Yeah. Yeah. Pneumatic jacks on.
Yes. He starts bouncing the car.
So we're coming down to
Yes. I think it's station. I think the station van. We should make it a lowrider. We really should. Go, Chuck.
Hey, we're catching some attention.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
The Parkville side is still slow. Outer loop, Hartford Road into Patuxent towards Providence. The inner loop now a little better. Liberty Road coming up eventually to 795 towards Green Spring. The west side, you're still 795 down to Frederick Road, but much better now. It's just the normal delays now through there. Both the tunnels still in the area, 20-minute delays plus on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I love that song, man. I really do. It's great.
I like
it's
it.
All, it's, look, it's summer. It's fun.
It makes you want to drive. Want to go out and drive.
Drive down Dundalk Avenue.
That's it.
You know, they got the parade. They got all the local. It's great fun. It really
I
is.
Love it.
Yeah, so I'll post the whole thing in Bruce's Brain coming up right after 9 o'clock. You guys can go to Facebook and check it out there. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. A cool start for today. Hey, Chuck, you still there? He took off. We'll get him next time around. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 78 degrees for tomorrow. You're taking a look at pretty much the same. And again, for the weekend, pretty much the same. By the way, Ellicott City right now, 58. And on Dundalk Avenue, it's at 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's 8:45. And time now for the Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel Good segment of the day is being brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. This is a fascinating story. One of the oldest passenger ships still floating, a guy buys the thing, and he turns it into a terrestrial hotel experience. He brings it, he puts it in a dry dock. Long since declared unseaworthy, the MV Doulos Phos is now the 5-star Doulos Phos ship hotel at the Bintan Resort Reclamation Project in Indonesia. Now, if you guys are heading to Indonesia sometime in the next week or two, if you're imagining the ship to be merely a prop, it's not. As nautically enthused as an interview is possible, this guy endeavored to keep intact every ounce of heritage it was possible to preserve, from the defunct engine room to the porthole windows, but then also make this the 5-star hotel experience of one's dreams. So the project took around 15 years, $18 million to complete, along with countless headaches, many inches of nails bitten down in anxiety. 1914 is when the ship initially launched, 2 years after the Titanic sunk, and when it rolled off the shipyard in Newport News. Over all those years, she transported ag goods, military personnel during World War I, passengers again under the name SS Roma. Later on, she swapped her steam engine for a diesel, and her name changed again, this time to the MS Franken Sea, and set off as a cruise liner. When she finally hung it all up, they had no idea what to do with this beautiful ship. So this guy made it a romance story, basically. By the time all romances, with a mountain of maintenance needs, no one would pay for her. She was dry docked, supposedly to wait bids for new ownership, 4 years shy of her 100th birthday. And now this beautiful old ship is now a luxury hotel. Now, I once had the opportunity to sleep on the Queen, I think it's the Queen Mary, which is in the I think it's the San Diego Harbor somewhere out west, if I recall correctly. It was miserable. Because they had the original cabins. And the original cabins are separated by a sheet of plywood. You could hear the couple next to you as if you were sharing the bed with them. This is not that experience. This is a luxury, luxury ship with luxury appointments. It is a good news story as to how to take something old and make it live again in a brand new life and in a marvelous fashion. And that is your good news story of the day.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Out in Chicago, Brandon Johnson, the mayor out there. This guy is further left than one could possibly imagine, by the way. He makes Mom Donnie look kind of like a moderate. He went on mic to say, no matter what, he doesn't want anybody to bother with a fine job that the Chicago police are doing without any help whatsoever.
As the mayor of this city, I can tell you that Chicagoans are not calling for a military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time, and that's investment. What safe cities across America all have in common, they invest in people. And that's what we're doing in Chicago. We need the federal resources to make sure that we're building more affordable housing, expanding mental and behavioral health care, education, all of these things that could reduce crime and provide real community safety.
Yeah, in other words, don't suppress crime in Chicago. Instead, build more Section 8 housing. That's clearly a solution. Whether or not the solution makes any sense, who knows? More from him coming up in just a minute.
Instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars for a publicity stunt to invoke chaos and terror, the federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world.
Yeah, the problem with that logic, of course, is that otherwise you end up with people out on the streets who want to do harm to other individuals. But Brandon Johnson doesn't see it that way. What he sees is there's an alternative way he wants to take. He wants to go beyond cashless bail, you know. He wants there to be no people actually brought in front of a judge at all. No more jailing people. That's inhumane. Instead, hey, buy him a good steak dinner and wish him well.
The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
Apparently, a good steak dinner would be. That's his thought. 851 WCBM.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. He is the man. That's presumption. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Yeah, I think so. It's all right.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, 895 South looks about as good as it's been all morning long. We started off with a problem near Lombard Street. Right now it's moving, and there are actually some gaps in the traffic. So that's good news there, and we're under 20 minutes right now. So very good news. 95, a little bit slow yet, coming down around the curve, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, going into the tunnel. But with all the lanes open southbound, we're making some progress there. Had a report there might be a minor wreck at 95. Near 395. I just looked at it. If it's there, it's not creating any backup right now. Beltway still slow, different spots. Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side. The heavy traffic still in play anywhere from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVN.
Cool start for the day, Chuck. A mix of clouds and sun possible today. High should be around 78 degrees. More of the same tomorrow and throughout the Labor Day weekend. Right now, Baltimore 61 degrees. Reisterstown has 56. On Talk Radio 680 WCVN. Well, as you know, the Democrats began their summer meeting up in Minneapolis yesterday. It began with this woman. You know, it's not the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not the song. It's not the national anthem. They began it with a woman apologizing to the Lakota Indians for having this meeting on stolen land. Okay, this is who they are. That's fine. I mean, I respect that that's their point of view. That's fine. If that, you know, begin your meeting with, we kind of understand where you're going from here. The former vice presidential candidate next to Kamala Harris was Tim Walz, the current sitting governor of Minnesota. And he had his opportunity to speak. And I just want you to know, he said pretty much what you'd expect him to say.
The privilege of my lifetime was stand beside someone we know was the most qualified and would have been a fantastic president in a President Harris. And look, we wouldn't wake up every day to a bunch of on TV and a bunch of nonsense. We would wake up to an adult with compassion and dignity and vision and leadership doing the work. Not a man-child crying about whatever's wrong with him.
Yeah, and then he would make some comment about, you know, I hope your fat ankles find something. I mean, stuff that to me was a complete non sequitur. I did not understand what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about Hillary Clinton, because she does have cankles. I didn't realize that Donald Trump does. But maybe it's a politician thing. I have no idea.
Tim Walz is just so out of touch, just like Brandon Johnson, the clip. Just go back for one second. Last year was the first year in Chicago that had under 600 murders in the last 5 years. So basically 5 years is 3,000 murders. He acts like everything's great, out of touch. And then you have Tim Walz sitting here saying the most qualified person, blah, 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 about how great Harris was when she was probably the literally worst candidate in the history of the two major parties, I'd have to say, in terms of her, the way she presented herself, she was just a terrible candidate. We all know it. 300-plus electoral votes. The popular vote she lost also. Trump won every swing state, and he sits here and acts as if she was the person, and then he goes into the name calling and all that, but Harris, the greatest candidate, or most qualified candidate, it's just so far from reality.
Well, of course, then she has this book, 104 Days, which I guess 104 refers to the number of copies of the book she intends to sell. But, I mean, it's God bless her for stepping in, or actually for pushing Joe aside and running the campaign. But to be blunt, Biden would have gotten the same number of votes as she got. It would have still been a blowout without going through that, and without, frankly, taking the president who'd been there. If he was incompetent to run for re-election, then he was not competent to run the country for the previous couple of years. And they should have done the 25th Amendment around 2 years in to say, Joe, you've got to step down because you've lost it. And they chose not to do that. Instead, it's their fault. They wait until, you know, the convention is done. They wait until the candidate is in place. And they say, ooh, wow, this isn't working out. And they replaced him with her. And she was a horrible, horrible candidate.
And the American people completely shot Kamala Harris down. And yet Tim Walz sits there and says she was the most qualified candidate we've ever had. It's just complete opposite of the reality of the situation that took place. I mean, I sat here behind the mic when Kim was running,
right,
and I did my hour show, and we couldn't help but cover every day something new about whether it was the Kaklin, whether it was like give transgender prisoners, so whatever. It was like she had, I mean, the most radical positions, and yet he's sitting here trying to tell us otherwise.
Well, it's the kind, how do you say it politely for polite company? It is the kind of person who is somehow urinating on your shoes, then tells you it's raining
exactly
outside. You know, I mean, this is who she was and who he is. Actually, he's the most qualified person. No, she wasn't. She wasn't the most qualified Democrat. If they'd run a mini convention of some
sort,
that's
a great point,
she would probably not have ended up as the candidate.
They could have had a number of Democrats, and there are a number of Democrats. I don't care.
Yeah.
yeah. for them very much. But guys like Shapiro and Beshear in Kentucky, they're far better moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrats. And they're not very, I mean, the right. guy in Pennsylvania is by no means a conservative, and I don't care
Shapiro?
For him.
No, he's not.
But I'm just saying guys like that would wipe the floor intellectually and from a Democrat candidate standpoint than Harris.
Yeah, one debate with her.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget, Tulsi Gabbard took like 15 seconds to disembowel her in that
exactly.
debate. They're both on the same stage. All right, we're going to go ahead and skip the last cut. We're going to go straight to, we ended this show yesterday with this. I think it's worth ending it again today, again, because this is somehow where we are. Sympathy for the Democrats.
I was around when Jim Crow kept the colored man in his chains. Make damn sure the Dixiecrats and segregation rule the day. Aye. Pleased to meet you. Hope it changes my day.
Hope it changes my game.
But when destruction comes, you know, I'm the one you can play.
That's it for us for this day. Back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. You guys have a great day and see you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.